What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, multiply, multiply. Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Monday, the 29th of September, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, we have an interesting proposal that was dropped at the UN on Friday by President Trump, putting Tony Blair in as a governor of Gaza. Is MAGA going to finally realize that Trump has been Gaza-lighting them on so many different issues? He's allied with this globalist Tony Blair. He releases the plan at the UN. How many times and how many ways does he have to show that he's fully on board with the globalists, that he is fully controlled by Israel? Yes, there was an in-depth interview of Jeffrey Sachs by Andrew Napolitano. We'll get to that. We'll also begin by talking about the news with an update on what happened in the shooting, the attack of that church. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, and we are back. Let's start with the church shooting that happened. The latest update says that there's they found two more bodies in the burning building. And if we look at the this is the building that was attacked. This is the church building. The guy drove his truck into the building, got out, and started shooting, set the place on fire. So they found two bodies still in the fire today. And what this reminds me of more than anything, Travis, is that shooting that was in South Africa by the Marxist rebels that were there. And I've interviewed Charles van Wyk several times. Back in the 90s, he wrote about it as a warning to American churches, saying you're soft targets. You need to do something to defend yourself. In that particular case, you had these Marxist rebels in South Africa who wanted to kill as many people as they could. They chose this church that they attacked because they knew that it was a leftist kind of affluent church. And they figured nobody would be armed there. Well, it just so happened that Charles van Wyk was visiting that church that day. He was a traveling missionary. That was not his church. He was just visiting them that day. He was sitting in the back, and these guys broke into the side door, throwing hand grenades and opening up with fully automatic rifles. And Charles had been carrying a pistol for his own self-defense because he'd seen a lot of just random attacks on the road, and he figured he needed to, he struggled with that as a Christian. Should I do something like this? Could I shoot somebody? And he figured that he had a duty to defend innocent life, including his own. Well, he stood up at the back of that large church that had over 1,000 people in it, and he took a shot. He got down his knee and took his best shot. And he thought, I'm never going to hit anything here. He went out the back door there and came around the other side of the building and took another shot at him. And they ran away. He didn't think he'd hit anybody. But years later, when they had their Truth and Reconciliation after the Marxist won, they wanted to let everybody off. They said, just tell us what you did and we'll forgive you, right? So they said that they went there with the intention to kill every one of the 1,000 people in that church. And they said, we weren't expecting that there'd be any security, but they had multiple people firing at us. He only had 5 shots in his pistol. He only used 2 of them. And that put these guys off. That was a God thing, though. But anyway, this is, you need to make sure that you have protection in churches because they're very vulnerable, very soft targets. At least 4 dead and 8 others wounded after shooting and fire at the Michigan church. And the latest update for that this morning was, as I said, 2 more people found in the burned remains of building. He had some improvised explosive devices that did not go off. He was killed. There were some statements that he was shot by people who were in that church, but it appears that he was killed by law enforcement. Yeah, this was a Mormon church in Michigan, small town in Michigan, and a real tragedy there. The guy was a former Marine who had been to Iraq. Social media accounts show he was married with at least 1 child. No reason given for the attack yet, and they're still investigating why he would have done something like this. So the people who were there said they thought there'd been an accident when they heard the ramming. The guy goes out to see what's going on. The shooter gets out of the car shooting at him and hit him in the leg, and he evacuated as many people as he had, but apparently there was no security there. Very large bang they heard and reacted to that.
I heard he had a lot of anti-Mormon posts on Facebook or the internet.
Did he? Yeah. So he's a former Mormon. He was angry with the church.
I don't know if he was a former Mormon. I saw someone saying that, but I'm not sure if that's correct or not. I've only seen one person assert that.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't like the Mormon church, apparently.
He had a Silverado truck with 2 large American flags behind the cab and a set of deer antlers attached to the bumper. Anyway, the interesting thing is that I think one of the reasons people thought that he was taken out by somebody in the church was because they had a cop, a local cop, as well as a Department of Natural Resources officer, responded within 30 seconds. Within 30 seconds. But even 30 seconds is eternity when you don't have a weapon and somebody else does. It sends you to eternity. Again, there were hundreds of people inside the church. Unfortunately, only 4 were killed. That at the same time that happened, we've had other attacks, several other attacks that have been happening. We had bar that was on the water in North Carolina, like a dock type of thing, and it had a drive-through, a drive-by boating shooting. That's a different thing. The problem, and this is what the liberals are going to say, well, you got to take the guns away from everybody. Like, we've had more guns in this society in terms of per capita. We've had far more guns in the past. The answer to these random shootings is a more heavily armed populace. Once people start shooting back and defending themselves, these types of things will not happen. But if you got to wait for an officer to respond, even if it's 30 seconds, that's too late. And that's why schools need to have armed teachers, because they don't have to be heroes. They just are going to naturally try to protect their lives, and in doing so, the lives of the children who are there with them. A hero is somebody who puts their life at risk to save other people. This is just simply self-preservation if you're a teacher and they break into the school.
Also, to make this about gun control doesn't make any sense, since a lot of the damage he did was with driving his car into the building with explosives rigged up all throughout his car. I think most of those, or
that's
all
right,
of them didn't explode. But he did set the building on fire, which I think is responsible for at least 2 of those deaths.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do, ban fire and cars and explosives?
Yeah, Prometheus has been unleashed already. We can't go back on that. We got the fire. We're stuck with fire We're stuck with firearms. If we ban the firearms, only the bad guys will have them because the bad guys will make sure that they get them. It just won't be anybody that be able to use them to defend themselves and other people.
No, I'm sure the issue. Guy who wanted to murder a whole bunch of people would be completely deterred by a law against guns, as he was deterred by the laws against, I'm sure, IEDs, which he also had.
Yeah, there's laws against IEDs, against explosives, as well as fire, arson, and fire, and you know the rest of these things. But look, it really is the spiritual issue, and that's what has happened to this country. It's not that the guns have changed; it's that the people have changed because the people are the ones who are killing people. The guns are just a tool of that hate and rage for whatever reason. Telegrams Durov, this is the guy who, the young Russian, he's got dual citizenship in Russia and France, and they arrested him in France because they wanted to shut down Telegram as a free speech platform. And he is now saying, he's out on bail, but he said the French government tried to blackmail him to interfere in the Moldovan election. And you got to ask yourself, you know, just how corrupt France is. We're going to take a look at what happened with one of their former leaders, Nicolas Sarkozy, is now facing Sarkozy, I think is the way you pronounce that. Emphasis is on the wrong syllable when I said it. Anyway, he is looking at a 5-year jail sentence. And it's pretty interesting what he's going to jail for. And one person who made the case, he shouldn't be sent to jail. The case he was making was, he goes, well, everybody knows that France is corrupt. But we shouldn't confirm it by actually convicting people and sending them to jail. No, that's exactly wrong. You should do that. Anyway, Durov claimed that their intelligence services contacted him through an intermediary and asked Telegram to remove a number of Moldovan channels before a presidential vote. He said Telegram did delete some flagged channels that had clearly violated its own policies, but he said the intermediary later relayed a more troubling message. French intelligence had offered to, quote, say good things, unquote, to the judge in charge of his case in exchange for wider cooperation. That was unacceptable on several levels, he wrote, adding that if the agency did contact the judge, it would amount to interference in the judicial process. And if it didn't, it meant exploiting his legal jeopardy to influence political developments abroad. He said shortly afterwards, Telegram received a second list of problematic Moldovan channels that they wanted to take down. The only common trait, he said, was that they voiced political positions disliked by the Moldovan and French governments. We refused to act on this request. See, this is why I said we didn't need the documents that were released by Elon Musk to know where the censorship was coming. In October of 2018, there were 800 news sites and reporter sites that were taken down on social media. And they had one thing in common. It was not the French and Moldovan elections. These were all places that were against the military-industrial complex and the police surveillance-industrial complex. And so these are all people who were talking about the police state and our foreign empires. What a coincidence. So I guess we could kind of figure out, based on cui bono, who was behind this, and that's what they're saying here, but he's now come out and said it as well. So, you know, when Durov comes out and says it, or when Musk comes out and says it, then that's fine, that proves it. But you can pretty much understand it if you look to see who is benefiting from the people who are being censored for their political views. The allegations come as Moldovans head to the polls on a high-stakes parliamentary election. Patriotic Electoral Bloc is accusing the government of suppressing dissent. No.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash
by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Oh, really? That's what all this stuff is for. That's why social media was created in the first place by the intelligence agencies, the U.S. intelligence agencies. In recent weeks, election officials have barred two opposition parties over alleged foreign funding. That's what's happening in, don't make any kind of ridiculous charge. That's what's going on in Germany as well. Germany trying to block AFD, and you had all of the French political parties joined together in a conspiracy to shut down the rising popularity of the French National Party led by Marine Le Pen. And I don't have a dog in either one of those fights. I'm not defending either one of those parties. I'm just saying that you see the ruling parties that are there are more than capable of engaging in shutting down political parties, shutting down political dissent, shutting down free speech. This is now the mode of government in Western governments, so-called democratic governments. This is everywhere. We now, in the U.S., we don't do that, right? Oh, yes, we do. I can tell you that every third party is de facto banned before it even gets started. That is the ballot access laws. That's the way we do it in the U.S. Plausible deniability, right? They're clever about the way they do it. In other words, the government may send a suggested list to these people to take down, or say that, well, we're not doing it, they're doing it, right? But it's still coming from the government. This is kind of the way the intelligence agencies have operated since World War II from the very beginning. You know, the way that from the very beginning they were spying without search warrants illegally on Americans. That's why the Church Committee had their hearings. That's why you wound up with the FISA Act. But the way that they were spying on people typically was to go to a telephone company and say, we'd like for you to give us any other corporation that was out there, phone company primarily, but any corporation that was doing business, they would go to them and say, we want all the information you've got on so-and-so. And especially the phone company would comply because they'd been granted a government monopoly. And so that was taken to court. It was called the PIN number things. That was taken to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, well, the data that the phone company has on people belongs to the phone company. And if they want to turn it over without a search warrant because the government asked them, they can do that if they want. That's the precedent for all of this surveillance. So they come up with these types of things in the same way that they would exclude third parties from debates even after you fought and clawed your way to get on the ballot doing things Republicans and Democrats have never, never had to do. And once you got on the ballot, they still wouldn't let you in the debates. And they would say, well, the debates are being run by a private organization, and they don't have to let you participate in the debate. It's not coming from me, the government. The government's not suppressing your free speech. We saw the same thing when they did that with social media. It's very much like what we always heard about the vaccines. They always use these same prevarications. The vaccines, you've got to take the vaccines because your vaccine doesn't protect you. It protects other people. We've got to have herd immunity. We heard the same thing then with the masks, which is a tell that they were going to do all this stuff on steroids with a Trump shot when it came out. Your mask doesn't protect you. It protects other people. So everybody's forced to wear a mask. So it's herd immunity type of stuff. But they come up with these ridiculous things. Well, that data actually belongs to the phone company, so they can turn it over without a search warrant. Durov holds French citizenship in addition to his primary Russian citizenship. Arrested in 2024, charged with complicity and crimes linked to Telegram users. Crimes such as extremism and child abuse. Extremism, a crime. Anybody can be considered to be extreme. Well, if you are, then that's a crime. If you don't say what the government is saying, that's a crime.
What's but the notice, line? Extremism and the cause of liberty is no vice and yeah, moderation.
Carl Hess would have been locked up right away.
No virtue.
Yeah, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice and moderation in pursuit of justice and no virtue. Yeah, they would have locked him up for sure. This is just like with Ross Ulbricht. Crimes linked to Telegram users. So in other words, We're not saying that you did anything. It's that people who used your product are doing things. That's like going out and arresting the CEO of GM because this guy rammed his Silverado truck into that building before he burned it down, shot people inside. That's how ridiculous this is. He was later released on 5 million euro bail, placed under judicial supervision. Evidently, they didn't supervise him too well. Duroff insisted that Telegram would not comply with political censorship. Telegram is committed to freedom of speech and will not remove content for political reasons. I will continue to expose every attempt to pressure Telegram into censoring our platform. Well, he needs to be very careful about that. In Moldova, they have closed dozens of media outlets that are critical of the government. Again, that would never happen here, would it? You know, like ABC, CBS, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Trump has said over and over again that he wants to shut them by hook or by crook. He'll either use the FCC to come after the broadcast people, or he'll use his own personal lawfare to come after them with lawsuits. I don't think that his lawsuits against Wall Street Journal and New York Times have any merit. I don't think they're going to go anywhere at all. But it's intimidation. You must fear him. And boy, it certainly has worked with the GOP. They're now guarding our pedophiles out of fear of Trump. He is at the center of this, folks. He's the one who is pressuring them. When you think about this, and we can get to this later, there was a special election, and they were one vote short of forcing a release of all of these Epstein documents that they're keeping hidden. And it was the only Republicans who had switched over were Thomas Massie and three women. And there wasn't a single real man anywhere in the GOP to stand up to these pedophiles. Why? Because they're more afraid of Trump and his wrath. Look at what he's done to Thomas Massie in terms of threats that he's done to them. So all of them love their job more than they love the Constitution. They love their job more than they care for these children and women who are being abused by these people. That's condemnation enough, isn't it? Mike Johnson. And so the question is, with this new person coming in, they have a special election, and both the candidates said that they're going to vote to release the Epstein files, I think a Republican and a Democrat. I think people didn't believe the Republican would do it. They figured he'd probably cave under pressure from Mike Johnson or under rewards, right? You do a positive operant conditioning. You say, wait, you do what I want, I'll give you this. Only the penalty only comes later when you don't fall for the other stuff and betray your principles. Anyway, the victor was a Democrat, I think a female as well. So they now have the votes once this person is put in Congress. They now have the votes to push this forward. Trump says he will attend Pete Hegseth's gathering of generals to tell them how well we're doing militarily. Such a strange thing, not been done before. And it may just be that this is kind of for them to get a reading on the room and see how people are reacting to Hegseth, or for him to start to meet them personally or whatever. It might be that type of thing. Hopefully that this is not some grand scheme of war that they're coming up with. I hope it's just about, as Trump said, you know the expression, esprit de corps. That's all it's about. It is very unusual, though. And so they're bringing in all the upper-level brass to a military base, Quantico Marine Corps base in Virginia. The base will hold potentially thousands of military members, including top brass, their aides, and their security. Senior admirals and generals were not informed beforehand about the purpose of the meeting. One official familiar with the plans told NBC News last week that the purpose of the meeting is for Hegseth to highlight military accomplishments and to discuss the future of the Department of War under his leadership. Messages like this are typically communicated to top military brass via memo or secure telecommunications, but they want to do it face-to-face. So Trump says, it's really just a very nice meeting, talking about how well we're doing militarily. He said, esprit de corps and that type of thing. He said, you act like this is a bad thing. Isn't it nice that people are coming from all over the world to be with us? Well, what I think is not nice is the fact that we have put our military all over the world. I don't like America having an empire. an empire is not putting America first. It is putting the geopolitical ambitions of these people in Washington first, but not the American people. The empire is not in the interest of the American people, entangling us in one war after the other, starting one war after the other, assassinations and on and on. The meeting comes ahead of a potential government shutdown next week on, well, this was on Friday. Tomorrow is the funding deadline. So Lala Harris, just for a light topic here, Lala Harris's book has hit, and people are starting to pull out excerpts from it. And the one, pull up the picture, Lance, and show this famous one where Joe Biden went to a meeting and somebody gave him a MAGA hat, and he put it on. And she wrote in her book, this is a quote from her book, Joe was sharing a joke with some guys in MAGA hats. One of them took his hat off and offered it to Joe. He took it, and I thought, don't put it on. But he put it on, cameras clicked, and within hours, the picture was all over. Joe Biden in a MAGA hat with the caption, Biden endorses Trump over Harris. She refers to the incident as the MAGA hat debacle. Her book sounds like something a teenage girl would write, says one person on social media. Another one said, it's the Mean Girls burn book. Let me be clear. I'm pretty sure that he voted for Trump, too. A lot of people have said that. The recurring theme in her book is her refusal to take responsibility for anything. Everything is always somebody else's fault, and even bungling Joe Rogan was no exception. She goes for a long period. They're trying to explain that. But as one person says, she should just cut to the chase and say she wasn't intellectually up to it and would have looked bad, because that's exactly how Rogan described her at the time. He said she's like a kid who didn't do her homework. And the actions of her political team verified that. They demanded editorial control of the Joe Rogan podcast. Nobody else has had to have that. And demanded to limit the exchange to only 45 minutes. 107 Days is the name of the book. The amount of time she managed to burn through $1.5 billion and still wind up in debt. The title of the book is a suggestion she didn't have long enough to put together a winning strategy. But given the fact that she's never coherently explained a single policy, one could assume that it would take her years to do so. Well, about half of the U.S. college students are no better than Lala. We have a world of people who have been miseducated and indoctrinated to become like Lala Harris. What you can look forward to, Travis, is a world of Lalas that you're going to be living with. Most of them think socialism is the way. And this is a recent college poll, but there's been many of these that show this. This is Yale University's William F. Buckley Institute. They asked the students the question, while socialist countries like Cuba, Soviet Union have not been perfect, they offer better economic model than capitalist countries like the U.S. Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Well, nearly half of the respondents, 46%, supported the statement of placing socialist model of government above the one that we have now.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Exit the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
They keep referring to it as capitalist. And I think I've never liked that term. That term sounds to me like it was written by Karl Marx. I call it the free market. Okay, we always let the left define the terms, and we wonder why we lose the debates. By the way, when you talk about debates, this is what Charlie Kirk was doing, right? He said, I'm going to go to the darkest places, which are the college campuses. And as I pointed out last week, Alex Newman and his interchanges with Charlie Kirk about education, about colleges specifically, they're on the same page as I am, the two of them. I've interviewed Alex Newman several times. I never talked to Charlie Kirk. But Charlie may have won the debates with these students on campus, but we're not winning the war. It's just too large. The only way to win this war is to shut down the government running education. You really must have a separation of education and state. There's no other way. And you must stop giving money to these universities. They are just brainwashing centers.
I also like to point out that these are students at Yale University. Looking it up, it seems like the cost of an undergraduate degree is about $90,000 from Yale. These are your champagne socialists, as they almost always are.
That's right.
That's true. It's very disproportionately popular amongst the wealthy. So that's one piece of good news is...
These are the kids who hate their parents. I don't know, though, that this poll was limited to Yale students. It came from an institute that's at Yale. If you had to choose which economic system you would prefer to live under, they did a little bit better. 40% preferred capitalism, quote-unquote. 36% chose socialism. 24% were unsure. They didn't really know. I think the ones who were unsure, there was 15% who weren't sure whether capitalism or socialism was a better system. Then economically, 24% were even more unsure. These must be freshmen and sophomores who've not been thoroughly indoctrinated yet. By the time they graduate, they will not know the left from the right. And then they'll get out in the real world. If they do, they might just be recycled again through some of these government institutions. But if they get out in the real world, they will get deprogrammed. We have there's a reunion from a bunch of college people that we know. Karen has kind of, she doesn't spend a lot of time on Facebook, but she's kind of kept loosely in touch with the group. And it is kind of interesting to see what happens. Those who recycled and went back into education or something like that, education or government, they are the most radically leftist people that we know. But the ones who might have been a bit leftist in college, if they got out of the government institutions and got into the real world, they are more aligned with us. So it's kind of interesting. That is the key problem, is the universities. It's alarming that a record percentage of undergraduates suppose shouting down opinions that they don't like. Nearly 40% think violence is justifiable. And that came just weeks after Charlie Kirk's assassination. So in other words, poll was taken after Charlie Kirk's assassination. They still said violence was acceptable. And this isn't the first poll to find substantial support for socialism. In June, a Cato Institute survey found 62% of American adults under 30 hold a favorable view of socialism compared to 38% with unfavorable views. Yeah, well, you know, we have, I would say the same thing is true of our congressmen. We have one poll after the other of our congressmen, and they consistently vote for socialism in those polls. It's called a bill or spending assessment. So, we're going to see that, I guess, before the shutdown tomorrow. They're going to show just how much they dearly love socialism. I would say that it's almost 100% for those in Congress who think that socialism is a better form of government than the Constitution that we have or of free markets. You want to get the comments before we take a break?
We've got Tornator. Thank you very much, Tornator. Really do appreciate that support.
Yes,
I grew up
you.
15 minutes from Grand Blanc, where the shooting happened, and I still live in Michigan. The guy in this video says he talked to the shooter last week. He links a YouTube video there. Patty Wax, Iraq, Afghanistan vet, took his boat up the intercoastal and shot up outside a dining bar of a restaurant. Fled to Oak Island, where he was picked up. Yeah, that's the one from North Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't go through it. It's just, you know, one of the other things is we don't usually have traffic accidents that get national attention. I mean, it was a big issue when you had that guy make that crazy U-turn on the interstate, and he didn't speak English as a foreigner doing that, and three people died. That had a lot of moving parts in it, so that was picked up. But typically, we don't look at every single murder or accident that happens, except when it's guns, and then everybody pays attention. You know, over the weekend, Whistler and I looked at, and Karen watched The Fugitive from 1993. It's amazing how they can't make movies anymore. We were talking about this article saying that most of the people under 40 use subtitles quite a bit. Karen absolutely hates subtitles. But Whistler's comment was it's because they don't know how to do sound properly anymore. And it's true. They muddle the audio. They don't have the ability to pull it up out of the mix, the background music or sound effects or whatever is there anymore. And so it's easier to follow it with subtitles. But the interesting thing about the movie, spoiler alert in case you haven't seen it in the last 32 years, we went back and watched it. It's mainly an action film. It's not even that important what the plot is, but I thought it was interesting that the plot was about Big Pharma. It was about Big Pharma, and Dr. Richard Kimball in this movie version was on to the fact that they were cooking the books with a drug that they wanted to put out. And so the murderers were to cover that up. But in reality, that's not the way that it works. The way that it works, they just go in and they pay the FDA to allow them to murder people with their drugs. That's the reality of it. Unfortunately, they're not fugitives from the law. There's not going to be any consequence for any of that stuff. Sorry, go ahead with the comments.
B.T. Taylor. I saw people saying that the shooter was a former Marine. Is this true?
Yes.
Yeah. The one in...
The Mormon shooting.
Mormon shooting. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy Mateo, MK Ultra, it's called the VA. They load you up with SSRIs.
Mm-hmm. Could be, yeah.
M. Sellers, both of these shootings happened to very peaceful places. People would be caught hugely unaware. Very sad.
Yes.
Yeah. Patty Wax says, not really a drive-by in NC. That guy sat out there for an hour and had done it before. At this point, it seemed more to do with mental issues. Mm-hmm. Not appearing targeting anyone in particular.
Yeah, that probably definitely was an SSRI. I didn't read the story about that. I just mentioned it in passing. I saw the headline, but again, I didn't pull it up and read about it. But that does sound like it was an SSRI thing.
Mm. Let's see. Three little birds. Shooting in Texas yesterday, too, and woman raped in a church parking lot.
Wow.
5-year-old decapitated. The world has gone crazy.
I did not see those stories. A 5-year-old decapitated. Wow.
That's
Yeah.
Things are getting... United States is not the country it was.
No.
The James Mason 052...
It's a spiritual thing. It really is.
Mm. All teachers should have the right to bear arms using pistols to protect themselves and children if school system is privately funded by church at local level.
Mm-hmm.
Three little birds. Extremism will be the most charged pre-crime. Citizen of America, I'm pretty sure the teachers that cheered on violence on a college campus won't be interested in defending their classrooms. Nibiru 2029.
At least they could be interested in defending themselves.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. Under Obama's Cable Communication and Wireless Security Act, all communications, private or otherwise, became the public property and legally capturable by anyone. Citizen of America, we're doing pretty stupid militarily when we will put the entirety of the command structure in one static location at one time, like a huge dog whistle or an Achilles heel for adversaries to pounce upon.
That was my thought. And I saw somebody else mention that as well. It's kind of like what we do with the TSA, right? We bunch everybody up in one spot. If you want to kill a lot of people, that's the place you want to set your bomb off where they're doing the security, because that's already happened abroad. There's been countries where they have that kind of TSA-like security for churches because they're worried that somebody's going to come in there with firearms and shoot the place up. So what happens is the Muslims explode bombs there at the security checkpoints to kill the most number of people because they're in real close proximity there. And so you look at this and it's just, I'm sure they got communications, but it's going to be really hard if all of them are in one spot. And it's going to be difficult to respond. I thought it was a really stupid idea, and I thought the same thing. It's like, yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's like a dog whistle. Now it's time to attack.
Citizen America, in fact, it's the dumbest move ever made in the United States military history, reckless and incomprehensible. Radishbro, war. We're going to war.
Yeah, that's probably what it's about.
Nibiru 2029, Hexus, war pigs. Radishbro, generals gathering like witches at black masses.
Yeah.
Tunnel Lord 1337, I just realized something. The reason the globalists are pushing for civil war in the U.S. is to split up the states, which will split up the main military. Possum King, two U.S. Marine veterans from Iraq wars were identified in separate mass shootings over the weekend. Epstein Island, he also blamed the lesbians and queers for his troubles. Don't we all from time to time? Torinator, it's pretty crazy that the Muslim rep said that the guy wasn't welcome in Dearborn. I haven't seen much else, but it seems like it's just part of the divide and conquer agenda. We're living war now. Yeah, every single person, every Muslim in Dearborn should be sent back. I don't care if it's they emigrated legally or not. We're sending you back. Go away. Audi MRR, so why did Biden pick her for VP? You think Biden picked his VP?
I'm yeah, surprised. Who knows, yeah. Oh, she checked some DEI boxes as long as she didn't speak.
Yeah. Can you please just shut up? Shut up!
She's black and she's female. So that was like, you know, look, I got...
All she had to do was be quiet and she would have been so much more likable. And yet she couldn't even do that.
No.
Citizen of Americaca. Regardless, it's stupid to put the entirety of all your generals in one location with your commander-in-chief. We're inviting something far worse than Pearl Harbor. No, please don't take out our military high command. Francine, I'd like to know the IQ of Lala. It's probably much lower than you could possibly imagine.
You know, in terms of all these people being in one place, you know, they have when they have the joint session of Congress and you've got, like, all the government meeting in one place, you've got the president, the vice president, all the Congress, as well as the Supreme Court and all these other things, all in one spot. And they have one person who's a designated survivor. I think they actually did a TV series about that.
Yeah, there's a TV series by that name.
I wonder if there's a designated survivor now for the military.
Which one of you gets meeting? The dubious honor? Citizen of Americaca. With all the fog of war, I guess everybody missed that Vadi Bakum Jr. passed away. I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he passed away.
Wait a minute, Junior, is it Vadi Bakum?
Vadi Bakum, yeah, the preacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I believe it was Saturday. Maybe it was Friday.
Sad to see that. But,
yeah, he passed away.
For his family, yeah.
So he is he's in a much better place than we are now.
I really like Vadi Bakum. Yeah. I tried to get a hold of him for an interview, but he was in Africa at the time.
Yeah. And, I imagine his schedule was not.
I thought I'd be able to get it. I didn't realize that he was spending most of his time in Africa at the time. He was had a church in Houston or something like that.
Yeah.
And what was it?
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Heart attack? I didn't know that he was even sick.
I don't remember what it said. I believe it was something like heart attack.
I mean, did that just happen this morning?
No, it happened over this weekend. It might have been Friday, but I think it was Saturday.
I didn't see anything at all about it. I mean, I look at, you know, church news websites as well because I'm looking for Christian persecution or things like that. I didn't see anything about that.
I only saw one post about it. He passed away.
Wow.
And that was, you know.
Sad to see that.
Yeah, very sad.
He was
the
voice that we needed to have.
He was a very good preacher.
Yeah, he needed his voice, really did. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm sorry to see that happen. But it's the people that are really good, you don't hear much about that when they pass away. Nobody pays any attention, I guess. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you. It's your move. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. The James Mason 0521 says, socialists is communists like China, a wonderful example of real socialism and communism.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. China is mixed. You know, they have the philosophy of communism, and Mao is a big box office there. You know, even when we were there about 20 years ago, had his little red book and his Mao caps and everything all over the place. I thought, what in the world is going on? That's, you know, this is a guy who killed, like, you know, what was the number? I don't know, 60, 80 million Chinese, you know, as part of his starvation, the Great Leap Forward. And I thought, but wait a minute, we did the same thing with Lincoln. So I get it. But they're an interesting mixture because they came to power with the philosophy of communism. They're just a authoritarian government. But it has elements of fascism in it because they have merged control of these corporations, and they are highly nationalistic as well. But they're also allied with the technocracy. The technocrats have used them as a beta test site for the dystopia that they want to put there. So all these labels are kind of interesting, but they're really not all that informative. We have to look at the actual policies that are happening with it. I just lump them all together as totalitarian. That's one of the reasons why, if you look at the Nolan chart, David Nolan, one of the founders of the Libertarian Party, he got it right. He came up with a two-dimensional chart, which is he would go around and he would they would go to college campuses as a route reach, like Charlie Kirk, and they would ask people 10 questions about personal liberty, 10 questions about economic liberty, and then they would plot that on the chart. And then if you would rotate that chart 45 degrees so that it was a diamond, you would have left and right, you would have authoritarian down at the bottom, and you have libertarian up at the top. Which made sense, because if you were to rank classic fascist governments and classic communist governments, you know, Stalin and Hitler were not exactly opposite of each other. They had a lot more in common than they had differences. And so they would be lumped together down at the bottom in authoritarianism, where you had no freedoms at all. Sorry.
We have Behringer 77 says, we do not have free markets.
I agree. That's aspirational. That when we're talking about free markets, we're talking about the system that we aspire to. Just like when we talk about the Constitution, we're talking about a system that we aspire to that doesn't exist. Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's all political theory, when it meets the road, changes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's all, as you said, they're all aspirational to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, you have to work to get to as close as what you want as possible, but they're all going to be changed by the fact that you're going to have a number of different people involved with it, and they're all going to have their own goals and ideals,
mm-hmm.
what you want. Nibiru 2029. The 1990s fugitive film was the third variation of the original series of the 1960s.
I don't remember the other one. Let us know if you see that other one. I'm curious what that was.
Yeah.
I liked the film as a film. It was very so different from the series. The long-running TV series was a drama. It's kind of like the difference between the first Alien movie, which was tense and not real action-packed for the most part, compared to the number two, Aliens 2. That was just a constant action film, like a bug fight, you know? And that's the way I looked at the TV series Fugitive in the 1993 film. It's very well made, though. Yeah. It's very well made. I don't know what the third one was, but it's interesting that it was based on a story of a doctor who was falsely accused of the murder of his wife, and he spent some time in prison. He did not get executed. He was they got him out. F. Lee Bailey was his defender, and when he got out, he married again, and his father-in-law. Well, first of all, he went back to being a doctor, but he couldn't hack it as a surgeon. His hands were not steady enough. He nicked a couple of arteries when he was doing operations and had two fatalities early on. So he got out of the medical profession, and his new father-in-law got him into professional wrestling. He could have gotten into politics, I guess. And he wrestled as, I forget what his last name was, but it was like, you know, Killer Joe. He used Killer as his as his moniker. And, but he died at an early age from alcoholism. His son, wanted to prove that he was innocent, and so he had a DNA test. And the DNA test showed conclusively that there was a third person there. There was blood at the scene that did not belong to the doctor or to his wife. So that's the real life story that they based that on.
And I heard there was also another story of basically the same thing happening where someone was arrested for a crime he didn't commit. I don't believe it was murder, but he escaped prison and proved that he didn't commit the crime and then was rearrested and given a longer sentence for escaping than he would have gotten if he had just stayed in prison.
Yeah, that's right. That's if I, you know, I got to say, I've been in traffic court where I was contesting it, and I saw people who were doing things like driving without a license. They would hand them a very heavy punishment versus somebody who's a repeat offender, a drunk driver. And they would have a lawyer, and the lawyer would say, you know, he's just really trying. Okay, well, we'll give him probation or put him on a suspended sentence or something. If you defy their authority, okay, that is the most important thing to them. They don't care what you do to the public. I mean, if you're out there drunk driving, forget about it. You know, we can look the other way. But if you defy their authority and drive without a license, they're going to nail you. You know, it's the same type of thing there, Lance. Yeah.
Nice. The Storm says, I see them going after veterans with red flag laws now. Could very well happen.
They probably have a red hat law when the Democrats get in, right?
Fatty Wax, only 56 years old, appeared to be a heart condition he had, talking about Bonnie Bacham.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had a heart issue, but yeah, only 56. He was a big guy. I think he played football.
I believe you're right.
He was in college.
He was a large individual.
Yeah.
Three Little Birds says heart failure after surgery. Says they posted about it on YouTube.
Oh.
So sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Solo Cat 1980. The Nolan chart is flawed. If you are against abortion, then it designates you in a bad way. Yeah, I become the biggest authoritarian on the planet the second abortion has been just like, no, we're sending in the Marines. We're kicking your door in. We're dragging you out of the building.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, you don't get to murder babies.
Yeah, it's not the Nolan chart that's flawed. It's the questions that would plot you on there, right? So I remember when I took it, they didn't have a question about abortion, but they had a question about immigration, whether you should have open borders or not. And, of course, the libertarian position was open borders. And I said, I agree with open borders, but you've got to shut down the welfare state first. If you don't shut down the welfare state, you cannot have open borders. And that's the Cloward and Piven. I had not heard of Cloward and Piven, but that's just logic when you look at it. I didn't score perfectly on the Nolan chart, but the way that he's got it there, in other words, like if, depending on how you interpret somebody's answer, you know, like on abortion or something like that, that would make the difference in that. Well, before we get back to the news, I just want to thank some of the people who have supported us on Zelle. And it's the same names that we see all the time, and I really do appreciate your support here. Jeffrey C., Gregory I., Kenneth C., Susan L., Matthew S., Alexander W., Amy B., Scott L., Mark Y., Gretchen C., Gregory C., Lois, I think that's L., and, Lois I., and Sally D., and just to let you know, we're at about 2/3 on the gas gauge right now. But thank you all for your support. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Epstein stuff here. Brian Shalhavi had a headline, said, American Christianity is becoming more satanic every day as Christians tolerate pedophiles. Well, that's what's going on. Yeah, and that's the thing that is so amazing to me, is to watch somebody like Squeaker Mouse Johnson, who is all about his profession of faith, and then covering up for pedophiles. Not just Trump, but for all of them, because Trump wants him to. He'll do anything that Trump says. Trump is his lord, truly. A statue of Trump holding hands with Jeffrey Epstein appeared briefly on the National Mall in D.C., but was quickly removed in the middle of the night just before sunrise. I remember I talked about this last week, and there's the picture of it there in the article. Protecting pedophiles is a new GOP position. As I've been saying, GOP is guarding our pedophiles. That's what it stands for now. which includes the MAGA Zionist Christians, Trump's main support base, says Brian Shalhavi. The bronze painted installation was titled Best Friends Forever. I've always called Trump Jeffrey Epstein's BFF. That's true. It depicts the two men smiling at each other, each with an arm and a leg raised as if in mid-frolic. The inscription on the plaque says, in honor of Friendship Month, we celebrate the long-lasting bond between Trump and his closest friend, Jeffrey Epstein. And it's emblazoned with hands marking, making a heart shape. A group that put that up was called, this is what I did not talk about, they call themselves the Secret Handshake. they were the ones.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
A permit from the National Park Service, and the permit was for it to be up until Sunday, yesterday. But it was taken down within 24 hours. A spokesperson for the Department of Interior said that the statue was removed, quote, because it was not compliant with the permit issued, unquote. The Secret Handshake group member, who spoke on condition of anonymity out of fear of retaliation from the Trump administration, yeah, that's it. Some people said some people within the Parks Department, also known as most likely the Trump administration, were trying to find ways to say that we were not in compliance. They said the group was reassured that if that were to happen, they would get 24 hours written permit to remove the statue themselves as required by the permit. They said, we do not know where the statue is now. So they not only removed it from public display, but they've stolen it. You know, I guess this is the latest civil asset forfeiture. Suspected.
Maybe he's going to put it up at Mar-a-Lago, you know?
Yeah, it's suspected of the crime of extremism, right? So Massey, as I said before, says he's now got the signatures to vote for releasing the Epstein files in the House. So with a new special election, as he's pointed out, both the candidates on the ballot promised to sign my discharge petition. And now he says that he believes that that's going to happen. I think so, too, because the one who won was not the Republican. So is going to be immune to the enticements and threats of Mike Johnson, the guard of the pedophiles. Massey told reporters after the forum that D.C. leaders are, quote, in full panic following this election. He also added that they politically threatened Republican co-signers of the petition. As a matter of fact, Marjorie Taylor Greene put out a post saying, I'm not feeling suicidal. And she said, you know what I'm talking about, right? So she's possibly been threatened as well. If Johnson tries to use some special parliamentary procedure to stall the petition, Massey said that it would also require 218 votes. So he says, and if you participate in that vote to sideline the discharge petition, now you are part of the cover-up. So they're going to have a vote, and I think that they're going to have to come to terms with that. In spite of Trump's hatred of Massey and the Zionist money that is set there to unseat him in the House, they've not yet been able to even find anyone in Kentucky willing to run against him yet. That's interesting. I didn't know that they hadn't come up with a candidate yet. I knew that they had set up a couple of different funds. Trump did, the Zionists did. And so there's a lot of money there for anybody who wants to run against him, but they haven't found anybody that's willing to take the bait. So Brian Chalhavi said there's reasons as to why we should not trust these Christian leaders in government and their views of Jesus, whose names they use to protect pedophiles and to advocate hate and war against people that they don't like. That's absolutely true. You know, taking the name of Jesus in vain isn't just using his name as a swear word. It's saying that you're a follower and then openly supporting these wars as well as protecting pedophiles. That, I think, is taking his name in vain. If you're a disciple, you wouldn't do that. On Sunday, for the first time ever, Trump was at the center of attention, not the center of attention, rather. He seemed to almost be out of place at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, writes the Daily Beast, and as Brian Chalhavi says, he's not any friend of the Daily Beast, and they're not a friend of his, except that this guy got this right. And I would say the same thing as well. I used to be attacked frequently by the Daily Beast, and they would always get it completely wrong. They even thought they can't take a joke either. You know, they thought when I was a parody from the Daily Beast, I thought it was really funny when it was about Elizabeth Warren taking that DNA test, and it turned out that she had less Indian blood in her than the average white person. And then they spun that to say Hillary Clinton said, "Oh, I'm taking one as well. See, I have less alien lizard blood in me." So I thought that was really funny. And I used that as the title of what I was talking about. And so the Daily Beast called me out and said I was saying that Hillary Clinton was a lizard person. You know, they just don't pay much attention, do they? Anyway, this guy, however, did get this right. He said Trump wasn't the center of the attention at the Charlie Kirk Memorial, which is usually not the case. In fact, he seemed almost out of place there, out of step with his tone, his clear focus about the future of the right wing in American politics. As a matter of fact, I couldn't find anywhere that Trump made any Christian statement. Everybody else was doing it. Everybody else is reading, you know, quoting passages from the New Testament or the Bible or whatever, at the Charlie Kirk thing. Even Tulsi Gabbard, who's a Hindu. And but not Trump. He's less Christian than a Hindu is. Quite apart from the bombing, the looming presence of Kirk himself, the most important voices at the event were his widow, Erica Kirk, and Vice President Vance. While Trump spoke as a politician, Erica and Vance adopted an approach that appeared more consistent with televangelists. As Erica stated explicitly, what they were there to advance was the politics of a religious revival. Their message was unmistakable. The future of MAGA is Christian nationalism. The central figure of their movement going forward would not be Trump, but Jesus. Well, you know, it's interesting because Turning Point USA has 501c3 status, a nonprofit. Now, that's something that a lot of these churches also get. But the 501c3 status, you're supposed to not be political. Do you think that Turning Point USA is political and partisan? And so I saw a clip that just came up in rotation from the Young Turds that was 4 years ago. And St. Uger and company were criticizing Charlie Kirk 4 years ago over that, and said that that was, you know, people were just looking the other way on that. But, you know, that 501c3 status, and that idea that you can't take a partisan stand on something was used to intimidate churches and pastors from actually speaking about issues like abortion or whatever, making an endorsement in an election. And yet you had Turning Point USA was able to get that 501c3 status when the churches were shaking in their boots. Evangelism at large has become a core part of the MAGA base. Movements like Dominionism, which argues that America is a Christian nation that should have Christian leaders guiding the country based on Christian principles, have been increasingly influential within Republican officials, jurists, and commentators. I got to say that as much as that scares the left, that was the way that America always operated for the first couple hundred years. And it does not scare me. I think that we need to not have establishment, but we also need to have not be ashamed of what we want to say. And that was what began in the middle of the 20th century, was an effort to try to purge any religious exercise out of the public square, especially if it was somebody that was tangentially part of the government. If you work for the government, if you're in the schools, can't have any religion there at all. But no, that's not what free exercise of religion means, any more than to say that because you work for the government or you work for the schools that you don't have freedom of speech. You don't lose your free speech, you don't lose your free expression of religion just because you're a government employee or in a government institution. Also troubling, said the Daily Beast, is the degree to which so many TV evangelists in America have themselves become corrupted by money and power. Yes. As I said, you know, I look at these different websites that cover Christian news, and it is disconcerting that almost all the news is either Christian actors or actresses or singers or something that talk about their newfound faith in Christ, which is fine, except that that is not any more valuable because somebody's a celebrity than if it's just the person down the street. And the other thing that is that dominates these sites are pastors who have been caught in some kind of sexual issue. They finish with the Daily Beast article saying, nothing illustrates this as well as their embrace of as corrupt a person as Trump as an agent of the highest power, who himself is out there as a quasi-religious figure himself. This is why, you know, when you look at these Christian leaders who talk about Trump as if he is God's agent on earth, be very careful of people like that. They have no discernment. You can certainly, God can use anybody, and he can. They don't have to be a disciple for God to use them for his purposes. That's certainly clear. However, to associate yourself with him and to hold him up as God's agent is to somewhat give him the imprimatur of God's approval. I don't.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
See God's approval for anything that Trump has done, quite frankly. You can literally find millions of articles on the internet of pastors being involved in pedophilia or sexual molestation of women as well. Christian churches, says Brian Shalhavi, are probably the most dangerous places to put your children in. Well, I would just say children's church. I think you need to use some discernment about that. When I was a child in church, the children always stayed with the parents, and you didn't have the opportunity for them to be separated from the parents. That whole structure, I think, of children's church just invites something dangerous. And it sets the stage for kids to see church as entertainment. And, you know, it's the seeker-friendly type of thing. It's not working too well, I don't think.
And, of course, any time that your kids are being watched by someone who, it isn't you. You have to worry about it. You have to be concerned.
That's right.
Especially, like, the further afield you get from family and close friends, the more concerned you have to be.
Mm-hmm.
And just dropping them off in some place like children's church where you may not know anything about this person.
That's right.
It's a worry. And, of course, you know, school in general.
Yeah.
You know, there's thousands upon thousands of stories of teachers
that
are involved.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with school as it is with churches if you leave your kid in company of strangers. When we took that cruise, it was a Disney cruise that my in-laws set up for their 50th anniversary. Karen and I were not going to do that on the Disney cruise, and so we went around. They had this lab thing or something that they had set up for the kids, and they couldn't believe that we were going to stick around. And I said, you know, where can we stay? You're going to stay? Nobody does that. He's like, yeah, I don't know you. I'm not leaving my kid with you. So we stayed there and watched what they did. But
they had us make a little soap box or a little soap racer. Stuck wheels into a bar of soap. Had it go down. They said, now you can carve it into any kind of shape you want. And since Dad was there, he's like, don't do that. You don't want to cut off any weight. The weight's what's going to make it go fast.
Just make sure your wheels are straight. Yep. That's all you need.
We ended up winning. Other people were not happy because they spent a lot of time carving their soap bar into aerodynamic shapes.
Yeah, but the wheels didn't line. So the thing didn't go. But it was.
People were not happy. Like, you didn't do anything.
The soap bar is already as aerodynamic as you're going to get it.
Exactly. Like, it already looks like a minivan.
Exactly. You know?
So, anyway, he says, if not directly raped and abused by a priest, pastor, or other church leader or teacher, they're still in danger because the Christian church works together with the government to promote vaccines and drugs. And if you don't participate, they might report you to CPS, Child Protective Services. Yeah, there's all of that that is there. So Melania Trump has just introduced a new program called Fostering the Future Together. Well, before we leave that whole thing of children's church and stuff. Again, you know, when I was a kid, I remember going to church and I wasn't really paying attention. I was sitting there writing or drawing or whatever, you know, what was going on. But kids are absorbing that stuff when, whether you realize it or not. And, if you have a situation where the goal of the church is to entertain kids, they never get out of that. You know, that becomes the goal for every age group, for adults and everything else. It's called the seeker-friendly model, and it's just basically pandering to people's felt needs. It doesn't necessarily show them what they really need. So anyway, Melania introduced a new program at the UN when they were there, Fostering the Future Together, a global coalition. To quote-unquote protect children from new technology like AI, and yet she wants to put AI in the schools. I think the children need to be protected from the likes of Melania, just like they need to be protected from the likes of Hillary. I see her in the same position here.
And also from the AI itself. We see the way it drives fully grown, rational people to psychosis. Who knows what unleashing this on a child will do to their development?
Oh, yeah. Just think about that. Combine that with the drugs that they give the kids to keep them under control.
You're going to have a very, very impressionable, very moldable mind given this complete sycophant that will justify anything they say back to them and go, absolutely, yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. And who knows how it'll be used to nudge them in certain different directions, right? Because we know that the AI isn't just, it's programmed. They pay people to program these things and to label stuff to give them a bias. So it comes, they spend money to give the AI a bias, and you can bet that they want the AI bias to serve the government's interest in all this.
Yeah, real quick, did you know that in Mexico they don't have AI? They have AI.
I knew a joke was coming with that. Did you want to say something, Lance? Sound like you're trying to get in there.
It's letting little Timmy play with Grimer Wormtongue, the sycophant trying to manipulate you.
Yeah, when are they going to come up with a little avatar that looks like Grimer Wormtongue?
A just question, my liege.
Yeah. Anyway, he points out that Melania went public last year with a new book and a video, clearly showing that she is pro-abortion as one can be, endorsing the murder of unborn children all the way through the third trimester. She's also reportedly proposed the government monitor your family right in your home to determine the status of your mental health in order to prevent shootings. Yeah, she is striking out 100%. The thing is, Melania doesn't have to make any speeches to get people to think she's on their side. She can be herself. The reality is that she's no different from Trump. Trump has always been pandering and part of the LGBT, just as she is. Pro-abortion, anti-gun, all the rest of this stuff, and anti-child. This is apparently the new legal global child trafficking network, which she just announced at the UN. They'll be fueled by using AI and software as a predictive analysis, in which they claim they'll be able to determine who might abuse their child in the future, therefore have their children removed from their home before it ever happens, right?
Hey, here's an idea. Maybe it's the government that might be a potential abuser of children.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there's an article on Brownstone from Julie Panes. She has a new book, Our Last Innocent Moment. I think we missed that. I remember there being an innocent moment.
Not in my lifetime, that's for sure.
She says, with all of its skill and prowess to move us forward, the human intellect has one great flaw. This is kind of interesting, I think she said.
Only one?
It tends to worship what it produces, relying on the products to make us perfect, complete, and wholly self-sufficient. I think that is true. You know, that's the human intellect has a flaw that it gets enamored of itself. That's the basis of pride. And this is Exposé News. They said, yeah, we seem to be having another Tower of Babel moment, a punctuated moment in history when excessive pride in our own abilities leads to our own destruction. There have been other similar moments in history, the fall in Eden, the late Bronze Age collapse, the destruction of the Roman Empire. It's the story of the natural consequences of human ingenuity running ahead of wisdom. That's right, because the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Well, in the Dutch Parliament, they have rejected a resolution declaring abortion to be a human right. And this is kind of interesting because you wouldn't think of the Netherlands as necessarily being pro-life conservative. However, this was a resolution that was brought up to get the Netherlands in alignment with the EU and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, they said. So they want to enshrine the right to abortion in their country. So some pro-life groups got wind of this, and listen to what they did. The Dutch Center for Bioethical Reform handed out pro-life pamphlets outside the parliament buildings where they stood with abortion victim photography signs. Leading up to the moment when parliament would vote on the motion to make abortion a human right, we individually mailed all parliamentarians a neutral outline of abortion procedures, including screenshots from the live-action abortion procedure videos, to give them an insight into what they would be voting for or against, focusing on the humanity of the unborn and the gravity of abortion. Both showed compassion for difficult circumstances, while pointing out that there are two lives involved in abortion. One of them is being the unborn child. So they were even able to show abortion victim photography. So they were actually show the babies who had been ripped to pieces. We are grateful to God that whether it was our work or that of different pro-life organizations influenced the decision, and it was voted out. It was a close call, and we should not be sitting back and relax now. There is a lot of work to be done since the pro-choice vote is getting louder again. And you just stop and think about how if you show pictures of aborted babies, that is the thing that sets them off, because they know. They know. And so that truth must be hidden. It's whenever you get out there and you start showing the truth, it is very powerful. And again, I forget who it was that said it. Was it Augustine said the truth doesn't need to be defended? It needs to be let loose like a lion.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
And that certainly is the case with abortion, but with many things. And the other part of this is that we may feel that we have no ability to influence things, but sometimes you, and I've seen it in terms of homeschooling, as I've mentioned before, in North Carolina, it was 100% Democrat control of everything in the state. And the teachers unions would call the shots for the Democrats as well. and they worked to outlaw homeschooling. But small group of homeschoolers all got involved writing letters. And even though they were in the minority, even though they didn't have the kind of clout and money that the teachers union did, they were able to beat back these prohibitions on homeschooling that were coming before the legislative body. The thing is, these people may not have any principles, and they may be very distant and don't really care what you're doing, and they know that they've got the votes out there. But one thing that they get afraid of is when they see a large response. Because in our society, I think it's because in our society, people are typically apathetic and don't really get involved. So if you have an organized outreach with this, they kind of think they figure that maybe less than 1% of the people actually ever contact them about something. So they get a large response of stuff. They think there must be a huge number of people out there. I don't want to be on the wrong side of an issue where this many people are against me. So I think that really works in our favor. Something we should remember and not give up hope, I think. There's always the hope that even if these people have no principles, we can move them around. Sometimes it's easier to move them around if they have no principles. I've said that about Trump. You know, since he's got no rudder, you know, you just start blowing really hard on the sails, or you start paddling really hard on one side and you can turn it around. Meanwhile, another victory in the EU, surprisingly, an EU country enshrines two genders into its constitution. Slovakia's parliament has approved an amendment framed as a shield against progressive ideology. By the way, that's where Melania is from, and she does not support two genders.
These are all great stories, but it is kind of sad that this is a victory that countries now acknowledge that there are two genders and that murder isn't a human right.
That's right. Who would have thought, you know, just a few decades ago that we would have to do something like this in the Constitution? So this is one defensive battle that was won, and a huge swell of stuff. And of course, the EU is really pushing back against them. But it was pretty soundly defeated in Slovakia.
Yeah, this is something that would have just been common sense about 10 years ago.
That's right.
It really was after 2015 where this insanity took off. It had been on the fringes since the 90s. You'll go back and a couple of TV shows here and there, you'll see them kind of pushing it lightly. You know, they're introducing it, so it's in the consciousness. But it's on the fringes. It's just kind of there. And then all of a sudden 2015 rolls around, and it is the prime talking point of every Democrat everywhere.
And you would see the transgender, the LGBT and everything, they would say, well, this is something that's been around forever. You know, look, we had comedians dressing up as women. And it's like, that's because it was such an absurd idea. It was guaranteed to get a laugh. Nobody would seriously consider that. So
you would want to prosecute those comedians for doing that, because you would take it as a hate crime making fun of a protected group.
That's right. I'm wondering when they're going to make White Christmas illegal to watch, right? Yeah, the two of them dressed as the Haynes sisters. Anyway, 99 lawmakers, and 90 of them voted in favor of, so you got 10% even in Slovakia that don't get the whole two-gender thing. The move sets Slovakia at odds with EU norms, which stress the LGBTQ quote-unquote rights. The changes go beyond gender definition. They limit adoption rights to married couples. They ban surrogacy. They require equal pay for men and women. The Slovak Prime Minister framed the reform as a shield against progressive ideology being imposed by the EU out of Brussels. Unlike Slovakia and Hungary, neither the U.S. nor Russia has constitutional provisions explicitly specifying that there are only two genders. That might be the thing that we want to focus on. You know, it's just like it would clear up a lot of things to have the parental rights put into the Constitution.
Also, I think you need to hone in on the fact that gender, using the term gender, is using one of their own words.
That's
how, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, sex is the biological reality and gender is how you relate to it. Gender isn't real. It does not matter. It doesn't matter how you relate to reality. Reality is reality.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you feel about it, no matter what your brain is telling you, doesn't matter.
Yeah. There used to be synonymous with each other. Mm-hmm. For the most part, we'd usually only refer to gender if you were studying a foreign language. You know, in German, die, das, or der. You know, so it's neutral or feminine or, yeah.
Yeah, it's a linguistics term, and in most languages, the genders are, you know, male and female, but there are languages that don't have it, that have genders that aren't related to that, which is why it was chosen by the left to be mm-hmm. the replacement for sex, because there are plenty of languages that have, you know, 17 genders or what, well, not plenty of languages, there's like one really obscure Indian language, but there are a few languages that confuse that, so that's why they chose that.
That's probably something that's probably a very small Indian group that has those 17 genders because they are unable to reproduce, I guess. But
well, no, it's not. It wasn't about sex, is what I'm saying. It's taking this thing that usually is but isn't always about sex and trying to make that synonymous with sex in order mm-hmm. to confuse things.
It's a linguistic construct, and it, like I said before, it's always the labels that they grab. Well, Madonna is bearing her soul, says the headline here, about spirituality. It's about the only thing that she hasn't bared, so...
I imagine her soul's even more terrifying than the rest of her.
Yeah, she said her spiritual journey began in the 1990s with the discovery of mysticism, Kabbalah, in 1996, a turning point in her life. I bet it was, yeah, so... Among other things, there you go. That's that. So we're going to actually, before we take a break, I want to get a little bit further into what's going on with the pedophiles that Trump is so trying to keep these files quiet. That's what they should call them. pedo files dash files. The new Epstein documents, the pedo files. Include a scheduled trip by Elon Musk to the island and meetings with Steve Bannon and others. And remember, whether or not Musk went or not, he scheduled the trip there. And he said at one point in time about Steve Bannon, because Bannon was attacking him, because, yeah, Bannon is in those files. He knew that Bannon was a pal of Epstein, maybe because he was a pal of Epstein. Who knows? It's some club, and just be glad that you're not in it, right? It should be clear to every American that Jeffrey Epstein was friends with some of the most powerful and wealthiest people in the world, said Oversight Committee spokesperson Sarah Guerro in a statement. So the new documents include schedules from 2010 to 2019 and flight logs to his private island. Included in the documents is evidence that Epstein had scheduled meetings with fellow billionaires like Peter Thiel, Bill Gates, Steve Bannon also had a meeting scheduled with Epstein, and Prince Andrew appears on a flight log. There's also evidence that Musk had a pending trip set for the private island. Some redactions are included in the document to protect the identity of victims. Well, that's the point. You can redact it to protect victims. Let's not redact it to protect the perps that are there. Third batch of documents lawmakers have released. They said on Friday, more are to come. Every new document produced provides new information as we work to bring justice for the survivors and victims. It's past time for Attorney General Bondi to release all of the files now. That's right, the pedo files. And as I said earlier, the special election in Arizona, we have a new congressperson, and it is, yes, it is a woman, Dalita. I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Anyway, so it's a female Democrat who's going to become. So you can bet she's going to vote to release these files. Massey attended a forum in his district on Wednesday, joined by Rand Paul, who is stumping for his friend in the next year's primary contest. Massey, and they're on the same side of the issue, many issues that are where they're on the same side, and they're the only ones who are on the right side of these issues. Massey is under intense fire from Trump, whose people have launched a super PAC, spending millions of dollars to oust him. The president is not a fan of Massey's brand of constitutional politics that sometimes causes him to vote against Trumpian interests, writes the New American. Massey and Paul are among the most constitutionally obedient lawmakers in Congress, which puts them at odds with other Republicans on policies related to spending and war powers, among others.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Bets the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Both have accrued impressive scores in the New Americans Freedom Index. Massey told the publication there that GOP leaders are in full panic now and have politically threatened Republican co-signers of the petition, including Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is now saying, I am not suicidal. She sends a deeply concerning suicide message to her fans, writes the Daily Mail. She said that the Epstein rape and pedophile network must be exposed. Minutes later, she followed up with a second post warning that if she was found dead, like the convicted pedophile was in his jail cell, there must be an investigation into the elites that are willing to silence her. I am not suicidal and one of the happiest, healthiest people you will meet. With that said, if something happens to me, I ask you to find out which foreign government or powerful people would take heinous actions to stop the information from coming out. Not only about this issue, but because of the truth I've been speaking. And the people understand what I'm saying, she said. So, that is the reality. It has to be a case. Trump has to make the case. He has to come after Massey, maybe even now Marjorie Taylor Greene. Anybody that doesn't do what he says, he's got to make an issue out of them because he rules by intimidation, as most autocrats do. And if they get away with not paying attention to him, then he loses a great deal of power. Let's take a quick break here. Do you want to
Let's look at the comments. Stealth Patriot, thank you very much for the support, Stealth Patriot. Says, you could be a Trump supporter or America First. You can't be both. They are incompatible. That's you can, right. However, be a Trump supporter and be Israel first.
Yeah.
Marky Mark NJ from New Jersey. Thank you very much, Marky Mark. He says, if I remember correctly, Melania is actually from Slovenia, not Slovakia.
You're right. I plead guilty. I'm an American. I couldn't find either one of them on a map either.
I do know
the difference between Australia and Austria. And I can find both of them on a map. But when it comes to Slovenia and Slovakia or whatever, I don't know. Maybe that's why, maybe in her native country, they are fully on board with the LGBT.
Yeah. I know the difference between Austria and Australia, too. Australia gave us Steve Irwin. Austria gave us the painter guy with the funny mustache. Patty Wax, did the doctor ever wrestle the one-armed man?
I don't think there's a one-armed man in the real story.
Citizen of Americaca, you can drive around Austin with a license, without a license and an ounce of weed. And they won't do nothing to you, only if you're an illegal, though. Yeah, the police in Austin are not very helpful. Citizen of Americaca, and yes, they let go people without driver's license. I heard this directly from a cop in that area.
Well, I tell you, you know, we were stopped at a light and right after I got my Miata, and this dump truck pulled up behind us at the stoplight and stopped. And the light turns green, and he steps on it and bumps me. And it's like, you know, I put it in neutral, and I'm getting ready to get out of the car. And he hits me again and keeps doing it and started pushing me through the intersection. So I got it in gear and got out of the way, and I couldn't get the guy pulled over hardly. He didn't speak English. And but I finally got him pulled over, and we called the police. And the police got there and said, it's your fault. Your car's too small. He couldn't see it. I said, wait a minute. He saw it when he pulled up behind it. But, you know, why are you making excuses for this guy? You know, and they just let him go.
That is a very Texas response, though. Oh, your car is too small.
This is Texas. You need a bigger car.
You thought about getting a pickup truck? Says yeah. In America Caca says no driver's license, no problem. Nibiru 2029. The Fugitive series consists of two theatrical films and three television series. The Fugitive 1993, U.S. Marshals 1998.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Liberty Valiant.
The FBI. Check out that movie. The Fugitive was really good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But the that was. It was top-notch film crew and great actors. You know, Tommy Lee Jones and Harrison Ford. It was.
I'm innocent. I don't care.
Yeah, you remember that? Huh?
It's a classic. It's a classic line. He's just doing his job. He's not interested in the whys or whats.
Yeah.
Liberty Valiant. The FBI have no interest in solving the Charlie Kirk assassination. They'll go with the Oswald theory because it protects the deep state, ignoring how a .30-06 becomes a BB gun pellet.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Evs, they probably destroyed the statue, talking about the Trump Epstein statue. I'm of the theory that Trump is going to keep it. He's going to put it up in his own private room somewhere. Oh, Jeffrey, I miss you. Oh, I did you wrong when I reported you. I didn't know they'd take it this far, Jeffrey.
They probably melted it in some kind of a ritual like they did that Robert Lee statue.
Now, they probably have much more contempt for Robert E. Lee than Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, sure.
Steve, Rob, not for Trump. The crime scene was not paved over. That's a, and it cuts off, but that was misinformation. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Charlie Kirk shooting.
Yeah. We corrected that last week. They put in some new grass, I think, or
new
something.
New sod, yeah. Yeah.
This was posted in response to that. I don't know what they're doing. They did tear it up. I heard it was just landscaping. I've heard conflicting things about what's happened with the crime scene, but they did tear up the crime scene instead of putting up tape and leaving it. And this was within a week of the assassination.
Well, Rudy Giuliani tore up the crime scene of the 9/11, and people died doing that because of that.
Yeah. Liberty Valiant, responding to Rob Not For Trump, says, see photo of crime scene being ripped up. Josh Rincone, Justin allegedly the Charlie. It's a link. So it's, it was in chat, and you could probably still find it.
That was the thing that I just put.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029, end all 501c3 for churches and charities and solve the deficit within 10 years.
Hey, I have a better solution. Let's end the IRS and the income tax, and let's get government the size that'll fit in the Constitution.
M. Sellers. We always had our kids with us in big church. It also taught them to behave.
Yeah.
Teaches patience.
Mm-hmm.
The real Octo spook. CPS passed up all opportunities to protect children from pedophiles. They will never recover in the minds of the intelligent. Every story you hear about CPS is just a nightmare. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
The thing is, they were never taken down in the eyes of the unintelligent in the first place.
Yeah. Don't frag me, bro. The government always pushes the lone gunman and magic bullets. Well, I mean, maybe there's a really, maybe there is only one lone gunman and he's got a bunch of magic bullets.
Yeah.
We've got an assassin for the ages. The real Octo spook. All positioning to make AI protector of children. Nibiru 2029. There's huge profits to be made in unsolved solutions.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, folks. And when we come back, we're going to talk about war. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Introducing the American Dream.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply.
With the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Real quickly, I would like to remind you that it's because of support from the listeners that we're able to continue the show. And we are about two-thirds of the way for the month. Two-thirds of the way for the month. So if you'd like to support us, there's many ways you can do so. You can find them at davidknight.news. There's the P.O. Box, which is a great way. You can send a check directly. It's David Knight, P.O. Box 994, Kodak, Tennessee 37764. We appreciate all the people who sent checks. They are such a blessing to us. They help keep the show up and running.
Yes.
There is also subscribestar.com/The David Knight Show. You can sign up. It will be a monthly reoccurring charge on your card. There's a lot of different tiers there. You can also use Cash App or Zelle if your bank supports Zelle. And there's a Bitcoin address in case there's some mysterious wealthy benefactor that wants to send us $9 million in Bitcoin. There's all kinds of products on the website as well.
It could happen, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said on Friday, I know somebody that happened with. But anyway, let's take a look, before we get into the war, let's take a look at revenge being served, I guess. I don't know if Trump is able to serve it cold. I think it's served hot with a side of lies as well. But this is a New York Times article, and the guy says, here's the best case against indicting Comey is the one that Trump made himself when he fired him. And he says, when he was fired, well, first of all, Trump is still outraged, as he points out. They impeached me twice and indicted me five times over nothing. They're all as guilty as hell in all uppercase. Justice must be served now. Well, I agree that what they did was criminal, and I think that they should be prosecuted for lies and crimes that they did. I just said at the very beginning, I said, I wish he would do it in a way that established the rule of law rather than doing it in a way that says that this is a personal vendetta, because then that harms the rule of law even more so. Mark Warner, a Virginia Democrat, called the action against Comey, quote, a dangerous abuse of power, stressing that our system depends on prosecutors making decisions based on evidence and the law and not on the personal grudges of a politician. And that's the essence of this. And of what he is saying is that you don't try people in the court of public opinion. And that was part of the argument for firing Comey in the first place, was he was using a platform to make statements which are of things that should have been done behind the scenes as a matter of fact in the rule of law. Says, the most eloquent case against indicting Comey is coming courtesy of Trump himself. From the justifications that Trump provided for firing Comey 8 years ago, he had explained at the time that he did it on the advice of Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, and Rosenstein, the number two at the Department of Justice. Rosenstein had criticized Comey's behavior during the investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails when the director gave a high-profile news conference in 2016 criticizing Clinton for being extremely careless in using a private server for government work, but declined to bring charges against her. At that point, Comey lost everybody, because those of us who believed that it wasn't careless but deliberate, how could you be careless? She created a website called Hillary Clinton Email, or ClintonEmails.com, not Hillary, ClintonEmails.com. I think that it was a document drop for people who were giving her money. Anyway, so those of us who wanted her prosecuted to the full extent of the law for violating this precious national security. National security is what the government has used as their justification for every evil since World War II. And she was somebody who was the head of the State Department. So clearly, these rules apply to her. Anyway, the fact that he even said that she had done this got the left really angry, and it got Hillary Clinton angry at him because she felt like he had cost her the election. So this is a guy that ended up with both the left and the right, Hillary and Trump as well, disliking him for what he did and did not do. So Comey, said Rosenstein, had gratuitously released derogatory information about Clinton and had laid out his version of the facts for the news media as if it were a closing argument, but without a trial. He called it a textbook example of what federal officials are trained not to do. He was talking about Comey nearly a decade ago, but he could be talking about Trump today. Rosenstein said, "The goal of a federal criminal investigation is not to announce our thoughts at a press conference. The goal is to determine whether there is sufficient evidence to justify a federal criminal prosecution. Then to allow a federal prosecutor who exercises authority delegated by the Attorney General to make a prosecutorial decision." He was talking about Comey a decade ago, but again, it could be talking about Trump today, because what Trump has done is he has publicly come out and made his determination of guilt and innocence and done it from a TV platform rather than having the wheels of due process turn the way that they're supposed to turn. So at the time, Rosenstein cited the views of several top-ranking Justice Department officials past. There was Lawrence Silberman, who had been Attorney General during the Ford administration, Jamie Gorelick and Larry Thompson, who had been Deputy Attorney Generals under Clinton and Bush, and that Comey, they said that Comey had violated his obligation to preserve, to protect, and defend the traditions of the Justice Department, the rule of law, and instead engaged in a kind of reality TV of federal criminal investigation. Could have been talking about Trump, right? That is antithetical to the interests of justice. So when Trump, I think there were real crimes that were committed in terms of what they did, but it should have been done in an orderly way rather than Trump grandstanding and front-ending all of this and convicting him in the court of public opinion, as he thinks, by making these announcements. He's guilty as hell, and he's got to go to jail. That shows that it is not the rule of law, but it is his personal vendetta. And that's the case that this writer from the New York Times is making. He said that was why Comey was fired in the first place, was because he short-circuited the whole process and acted as judge and jury and announced it publicly when it should have gone through the system. And that's exactly what Trump is doing now. So what it does is it weakens the rule of law, and it empowers these officials at the top. They were talking about Comey nearly a decade ago, but they could be talking about Trump today. He mentions that three times as he lays these cases out. If these standards apply to the director of the FBI, they should apply to the president even more so. The president should not gratuitously lay out his view of events surrounding a criminal inquiry, creating a reality TV rendition of the investigation.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
Multiply!
With X the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Investigation. The president should not sound off on social media on the guilt or innocence of individuals, but instead should allow the Justice Department to do its work. The president should not let his personal resentments undermine the integrity and the fairness that should guide the Department of Justice. And it is the president, above all, who must set the right example for the rule of law in America. So it looks pretty bad for the rule of law in America for the next 4 years. He wants it to be the rule of me rather than the rule of law. And that's the whole point here. Is you could either, I said, you know, there are crimes that were committed, they came after him unjustly, but you can either let the rule of law handle this, or he can take the lead and make it into a reality TV show. So what do you think he's going to do? Yeah, I said that from the very beginning. When Trump proclaimed the case for Comey's dismissal in 2017, he unwittingly challenged his own calls for Comey's indictment in 2025. It would almost be literary if it were not so real. To cry hypocrisy almost feels quaint. A president with little regard for the rule of law, except for how the law can be made to strengthen his own rule, is beyond shame or embarrassment. Invoking high principle one day and violating it the next is simply the cost of doing business. And to Trump, the cost seems very low. Meanwhile, FBI Director Kash Patel says this is not politicization. After the Comey indictment, he says, quote, career FBI agents, intel analysts, and staff led the investigation into Comey and others. So I just have to say that's the key word there, isn't it? Career. It's kind of like you want a career? This is what you're going to do. Otherwise, you're out. Nice job you got there. Would you like to keep that? Do what I say. Meanwhile, Dan Abrams predicts that there is a 95% plus chance that Comey won't be convicted, and many in the Trump administration know it, he says. Now, this is on an anti-Trump website, Mediaite, which, by the way, he is the founder of it, but he is also chief legal analyst for ABC News, Dan Abrams. So he's not a Trump supporter by any means. However, I think what he has to say is interesting, because I think this is a lot of professional wrestling. I think that they knew that they were not going to win these lawsuits against the New York Times or against the Wall Street Journal for that matter either. And they're persisting with a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal saying, you made up that story about his entry into the Jeffrey Epstein book. And then Congress released that. And even after they've released it and shown that the Wall Street Journal did not make this up, Trump has announced his intentions to continue with the lawsuit because they don't care if they win. They care if they have the fight. It's the fight that's important for them. It's just like the wars that we have abroad with the Defense Department. You know, it's not about winning a war in Vietnam. It's about continuing the fight incessantly, no matter the cost, with money or blood. So a 2018 report by the DOJ Inspector General's office investigated, and Trump Department of Justice opted not to bring a case against Comey in 2018 at midterm. The first Trump administration investigated this, and no one decided to move forward with any charges in connection with this. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't even think that many in the Trump administration believe that they're going to get a conviction. Again, he's got a $10 billion lawsuit against Wall Street Journal. He's got a $15 billion lawsuit against New York Times, or is it the other way around? I don't know. Both of them are absurd, and there's no way that he's going to win either one of those. And then we have Mike Johnson and fake Jake Tapper arguing about January the 6th because Trump tweeted out that tweeted out more information about agent provocateurs at January the 6th. And look, I don't disagree with Trump on this or with Mike Johnson. I just know that... as a matter of fact, I said that was going to happen before any of this stuff happened. I was fired because I told people that it was a grift. And then I told people that it's going to be a trap. I said, there's going to be agent provocateurs there. They're going to use this event to entrap the people that are there, and they're going to use it to go to war against anybody who opposes the Democrats.
Yeah, before it all happened, I just kept asking me, I was like, did you learn nothing from Charlottesville? Look at what happened there. Look at how overrun with feds that was. Look at how they used it to demonize and destroy the lives of people that were there.
So Johnson said, regarding the Comey indictment, he told Tapper, he said, we have to ensure that the rule of law applies to everyone, and that's exactly what's happening here. But again, it's not letting the rule of law take its place. It's not letting the Justice Department or prosecutors do this and giving somebody a trial. It's about taking the lead and convicting him in public, using all of his platform to do that, which taints it. Even if there is a true legal violation, it taints it when elected officials do that. It tainted it when the FBI Director Comey did it, and it taints it when Trump does it as well. So Tapper asked, does the rule of law have to apply to people who stormed the Capitol on January 6th? Johnson said, well, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's what they always say. There is new information over the last couple of days about that as well. Apparently, there were 274 FBI agents in the crowd on January the 6th. No, 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 Tapper interrupted. FBI Director Kash Patel just brought enhanced understanding to that. They were sent there to do crowd control because of everything that was going on. It wasn't a false flag operation, as Trump suggested. Seriously, when have you ever seen the FBI doing crowd control?
They were controlling the crowd to some extent.
That's a kind of a euphemism for what they're doing. I've seen them operate as COINTELPRO, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their counterintelligence program. But I've not seen them operating as traffic cops.
I guess you could say it's crowd control when they're guiding the crowds into the Capitol building. It was crowd control when that security guard said, go that way toward the main hall when someone was looking for a bathroom. They were controlling the crowds so that they then control the larger crowds that are the American people.
Control them to entrap them. That's what the FBI does all the time. He says, wait, hold on, Jake. How do you know that? There's a lot of questions, you know, in response to what Kash Patel said. And Tapper says, well, Kash Patel said that. I'm telling you, there are videos, and it's always been disputed, says Johnson. What involvement did those persons engage in? Did they open the gates to allow them in? I don't know. And as you pointed out, Lance, you know, we have the people who were told, you know, just again, I think one of the most obvious and egregious ones of these is there are two elderly men and one of them's son, who's middle-aged, and they went up to the police who were staying there at the door that was open and said, where can I use a restroom? And he says, right in here. Go in here. So they go in there and they use a restroom at the direction of the police. And as they come out, there's another cop and says, go this way. And they saw that was the floor of the house. I said, no, we just want to use the restroom and get out of here. They came after all three of those guys. Don't tell me it was an entrapment. The problem.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SPINQUEST.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
The problem is that it wasn't just the people that were there. They were entrapped by Trump. They were entrapped by Alex and the people who ran Stop the Steal. You know, Nick Fuentes, Ali Alexander, the whole crew, all these people out there. That's where the entrapment was. They want to forget about that and focus on Ray Epps and the FBI. And yeah, you should focus on them. But don't give these other people the pass. They were the ones who got everybody to show up in the first place. Anyway, he says, Well, he says, the American people deserve full transparency, said Johnson. Tapper comes back with a zinger. He says, I'm always in favor of full transparency, including for the Epstein files. Mic drop there. He dropped Mike Johnson, I guess. That's that kind of mic drop. Trump's bizarre claim that 274 FBI agents were planted prior to January the 6th gets torpedoed by his own FBI director. And yet, I don't know if there's anybody that's got less credibility than Trump. It might be Cash Patel. The FBI responded on Saturday to report that 274 plainclothes agents were at the U.S. Capitol riot, clarifying the role of Bureau personnel while still blasting former director Christopher Wray.
Now, you would think if they really are there to assist with crowd control, to direct crowds and keep things orderly, they wouldn't be in plain clothes. You would want them clearly demarcated as an authority figure that you have to listen to.
That's right. You would wear a uniform, yeah. None of this makes any sense, does it?
It's almost like the FBI lies all the time, continually, about everything.
Cash Patel especially. Yeah. Trump says he's ordering troops to Portland, escalating domestic use of the military. He calls the Oregon City war-ravaged and said that soldiers would have authority to use force. Again, this is constant pushing from both sides to try to foment a civil war, I think. Both the left, as well as Trump, said he's directing the Pentagon to send troops to Portland to protect federal facilities, including ICE, as he uses and deploys military to more and more cities. The governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, says there is no insurrection here. There is no threat to national security. There is no need for military troops in our major city. Military service members should be dedicated to real emergencies. The members of the Oregon National Guard, their mission is to stand up and protect Oregonians. And they do that every day. But they are not needed in the city. They're not needed here. Well, the isn't it interesting to see Trump doing to these people what they accused him of doing, right? They accused him of having taken documents, and so now that's what they're coming after Bolton for. They accused him of insurrection, so that's what he's doing here now. And so on and on, they accused him of not properly filling out his loan applications, even though the bank said, well, we never had any problems with it. You know, it was, we don't care about those little discrepancies that were there, and he always paid the loan off. Well, Trump is doing that now against, I think it's Letitia James as well as Lisa Cook, the Federal Reserve. So, again, he is coming back in terms of revenge, very clearly, and he is doing to them what they tried to accuse him unjustly of doing. She made this announcement after Trump announced that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth was going to deploy, quote, all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland. Again, he's going to war in America here. Hegseth should do what he can to protect our ICE facilities under siege and from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists. Now, this is the key. By labeling Antifa as a terrorist organization, Chris Hedges has a great report at Free Thought Project. Now, Chris Hedges is way to the left of me, I would say. But he got into a fight with Antifa over Occupy and over his criticism of Antifa. He said they are anarchists. They don't have any leadership whatsoever. And they had come after him. But he says that Trump's designation of Antifa as a terrorist organization, when it's not even an organization, means that he can label anyone as a terrorist. So he said, it permits the state to charge us all as terrorists. The point is not to go after the members of Antifa, short for anti-fascist. It's to go after the last vestiges of dissent. I'm pleased to inform our many USA patriots, said Trump, that I am designating, now all uppercase, Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization. And then he continues and says, I'll also be strongly recommending that those funding Antifa be thoroughly investigated in accordance with the highest legal standards and practices. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I hate when he does that. That's it's like he's got the PA system at a high school or something, right? I have no love for Antifa, writes Chris Hedges, and the feeling is mutual. I was a fierce opponent of the black bloc anarchist who identified with Antifa. They embroiled themselves in Occupy encampments, and they refused to take part in collective decision-making. They carried out property destruction, and they initiated clashes with the police. Occupy activists were Antifa's human shields. I wrote that Antifa was, quote, a gift from heaven, I would say from hell, to the security and surveillance state. David Graeber, whose work I respect, wrote an open letter criticizing my position, and I was doxxed. My lectures and events, which received phone threats, forcing venues to hire private security, including bodyguards, were picketed by men dressed in black, their faces covered by black bandanas. They all carried the same sign, no matter which city I was in, that read, F.U. Chris Hedges. During a debate with an anarchist supporter of Antifa in New York City, several dozen black-clad men in the audience jeered, and interrupted me, often yelling out sarcastically, Amen. The state effectively used Antifa. I am certain that Antifa was heavily infiltrated with agent provocateurs, probably from the FBI, to shut us all down. The corporate state feared the broad appeal of the Occupy movement, including to those within the systems of power. So he has he does not support Antifa, but he sees this designation, this arbitrary designation that's being done by Trump, of a group that is not really a group, it's just a philosophy, as a very dangerous thing. Because remember, we've had the war on terror, which was a war against a tactic, and they authorized use of military force against a nebulous tactic that was there. Antifa, let me be clear, is not a terrorist organization. It may confuse acts of petty vandalism and a repellent cynicism with revolution, but its designation as a terrorist organization has no legal justification. Antifa sees any group that seeks to build social structures, especially through...
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Nonviolent acts of civil disobedience to the enemy. They oppose all organized movements, which only ensures their powerlessness. They're not only obstructionists, but obstructionists to those of us who are also trying to resist. They dismiss anyone who lacks their ideological purity. It doesn't matter if individuals are part of a union organizing workers, or a populist movement, or radical intellectuals and environmental activists. These anarchists will oppose them. John Zurin, one of the principal ideologues of the Black Bloc movement in the U.S., defended industrial society and its future, the Rambling Manifesto of Ted Kaczynski, also known as the Unabomber. Black Bloc activists in cities such as Oakland smashed the windows of stores and looted them. It was not a strategic, moral, or tactical act. It was done for the sake of destruction. Random acts of violence, looting, and vandalism are justified in the jargon of the movement as components of feral or spontaneous insurrection. These acts, the movement argues, can never be organized. There can be no restraints on feral or spontaneous acts of insurrection. Whoever gets hurt, and whatever gets destroyed, gets destroyed. That's their philosophy. And remember, it was Karen was there at the abortion clinic in Austin. They had signs that said, stop black genocide, because most of the kids being aborted were black. And Antifa showed up. They showed up not with counter signs. They didn't show up to debate. They showed up to just block her signs and the other people that were there. And I've talked about that before. A guy shows up, big guy, with a black sign, had nothing on it, just black, and stands there in front of her sign so that people on the road can't see it. So he's got it up there. She goes down low, and he goes down low, and then she goes back up high, and the two of them are going up and down, up and down. But his whole point was not to try to persuade people. It's just to shut things down. That is kind of the representative, in a way, of this all this anarchy that is there. So while Chris Hedges says, while I oppose Antifa, I don't blame them for the state's response. If it was not for Antifa, it would be some other group. Our rapidly consolidating police state will use any mechanism to silence us. It actually welcomes violence. Confrontational tactics and destruction of property justify draconian forms of control, and it frightens the wider population, driving them away from any resistance movement. I agree. And that's what we saw so many times with the FBI's COINTELPRO. You know, they wanted to have violence. They wanted to scare people. Gave them the ability to crack down and increase the police state.
Yeah, and this guy says that, you know, he would use any organization, and they would. Mm-hmm. But Antifa is a specifically convenient organization, I believe, because it was created. You know, it's a group of random individuals with no organization and a philosophy against organizations. So how did it come about in the first place? How did it grow to this size? Trump says he's going to go after the money, but is he? I highly, highly doubt he's going to do anything over the actual people funding this.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of talk that he's going to use a statement to go after George Soros, because a lot of people believe that it is Soros money funneled through a lot of different organizations giving it to them. But we'll see what happens with it. But I am very concerned about these amorphous labels that are out there. And understand, you know, the mafia was not a good organization either. But look at the remedy for it, the RICO statutes, which were then applied to people who were pro-life protesters at abortion clinics. And then it metastasized into civil asset forfeiture. So we need to always pay attention to not just who the enemy is, but we need to also look at their proposed solutions. Are these solutions going to wind up pouring gasoline on the fire? We need to take a look at them.
To me, it sounds like the Taliban. You know, the Taliban was what they used to start the war on terror and all that, but they created the Taliban for that purpose.
Well, Al-Qaeda they created, yeah. Yeah, the Taliban was a bunch of...
They, you know, propped them up.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, made them the guys that took down the building, supposedly. So once a resistance movement is successfully smeared as a flag-burning, rock-throwing, angry mob, which those in the Trump administration are working hard to do, we are finished. If we become isolated, we can be crushed. And this is, a lot of this is the partisan mob mentality that we see on both the left and the right. Nonviolent movements on some level embrace police brutality, I wrote. The continuing attempt by the state to crush peaceful protesters who call for simple acts of justice delegitimizes the power elite. And, you know, we see this. You got a video, I think, Lance, didn't we have that?
Sorry, I didn't get in the deck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when we see the police coming into these people's homes and haranguing them over a social media post, and one that Lance had, a guy comes into this guy's house at midnight, and the guy is like, so this is why you joined the police force to do stuff like this, and just to shame him and things like that. When you look at the approach that Gandhi used, for example, right, they become passive and nonviolent, and it's something that the police state can't handle as well. Yeah, people have to be willing to be beaten and sit there and turn the other cheek. But if you do that, you make the government look bad, because it is. But if you rise up and start fighting these people in the streets, that only feeds the beast. It really does. And that's Christopher Hedges' point. He says it delegitimizes the power elite. and it prompts a passive population to wake up and respond. It brings some within the structures of power to our side, and it creates internal divisions that will lead to paralysis within the network of authority. The explosive rise of Occupy Wall Street movement came when a few women, trapped behind orange mesh netting, were pepper sprayed by the New York deputy inspector. The violence and the cruelty of the state were exposed. The Occupy movement, through its steadfast refusal to respond to police provocation, resonated across the country. Losing this moral authority, this ability to show through nonviolent protest the corruption and the decadence of the corporate state, would be crippling to the movement, and it would reduce our moral degradation of our oppressors, and that's what they want. He says, I saw how Antifa was weaponized to break the Occupy movement. Now it is being weaponized to throttle any resistance, no matter how tepid and benign. And I would say on the right, we would see things like the Proud Boys, you know, that would delegitimize any protest or pushback against a specific policy. They would come back and engage in violence, and that would delegitimize it on the right. He said the justification for widespread repression is absurdist theater characterized by fictions, including this.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Exit the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Posed red-green alliance of Islamists and the radical left. Stephen Miller, Trump's top policy advisor, insists that there was an organized campaign behind the assassination of Charlie Kirk, that they're using this to turbocharge state repression. Any Trump opponent, including Soros and his Open Society Foundations, will soon be caught in the net. So we'll see how this plays out. Caitlin Johnston said the real violent extremists are the freaks who run the U.S. empire. The extremists who are inflicting the real violence and the abuse in our world are the ones who are committing genocide, starting wars, backing blockades, imposing starvation sanctions, arming proxy conflicts, circling the planet with hundreds of military bases, and flirting with nuclear Armageddon. And I agree with her. You want to find somebody that's extremist? You want to find out somebody who's dangerous? That's the people to look at. Trump is a violent extremist. Biden is a violent extremist. Herr Starmer is a violent extremist. Netanyahu is as well. She said the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are both violent extremist organizations. War profiteers like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman are extremist violent organizations. Empire management firms, which facilitate imperial violence and control, like Palantir, Oracle, are violent extremist organizations. There is no designated terrorist group, foreign or domestic, which can hold a candle to the death toll and the human suffering that has been inflicted by the Western Empire. I mean, I look at these gratuitous and wanton extrajudicial killings of these people on these Venezuelan boats. Even if they are drug dealers, that is not the way that anybody has ever handled it. And it is an international war crime. See all these former military officers who ran the military legal system. What Trump is doing, boasting about doing, is an international war crime. Now, so you want to find an extremist? It's in the White House. I think it's worth remembering that this empire harnesses the remembering this as the empire is harnessing the emotional hysteria around Charlie Kirk's death to whip up a moral panic about violent radical leftists in the United States. And I have a big problem with the publications like Breitbart and others who are pushing this, because they're going to wind up pushing us into a civil war. We got pushing going on from both the right and the left side. The real violence is coming from powerful manipulators who want you consenting to these measures. The same people who want a civil war, by the way. The call is coming from inside the House. The U.S. and its allies have killed millions of people in their wars of aggression since 9/11 and displaced tens of millions. Their cruel sanctions have killed tens of millions since 1970. Their policies of imperialist extraction force populations through the global south to live lives of endless poverty and toil. And they're currently perpetrating a genocide in full view of the entire world. These are violent extremists. And again, we go back to Madeleine Albright, who they were asking her about her sanctions and that question. I'll never, you know, Gerald Slinty brings up all the time. It's just absolutely amazing to see her when she says, your sanctions killed over 500,000 children. She says, it was worth it. She doesn't even have the decency to deny that they killed those kids. She just says, yeah, so what? It was worth it. Those are the kind of people that are violent extremists. Caitlin Johnston says, genocide is violent extremism. Mass murder is violent extremism. Siege warfare is violent extremism. And global tyranny is violent extremism. I would also add to that list, the pandemic lockdowns were violent extremism, and so was the mass vaccination with a genetic code injection. These are all examples of violent extremism. So the I'll finish up with this one about the French president here, Sarkozy. He got away with all but his smallest crimes, says Rachel Marsden. That's the way that it is with Trump, isn't it? He took Gaddafi's money, he used it to make himself president, and then he killed the guy. All that for the low, low cost of 5 years in jail. Yeah, millions of dollars. Again, this is Rachel Marsden. She said, Nicolas Sarkozy, the former French president, was given a 5-year prison sentence. He was found guilty of supervising a bunch of movers. And those movers were handling suitcases loaded with cash, about $50 million to be precise. Sarkozy will learn his prison check-in date on October the 13th. Appeal or no appeal, he's expected to show up for his staycation behind bars. All this, even though the actual corruption charges mostly slid right past Sarkozy and smacked one of his top lieutenants instead. Sarkozy had been staring down heavyweight corruption charges over allegations that he siphoned millions in Libyan cash in order to bankroll his 2007 presidential campaign. But he walked on that one. The only charge that actually stuck was criminal conspiracy, because the court found that proof of conspiracy to extract cash from a foreign country for his presidential campaign existed, but not that Sarkozy's fingerprints were on the envelope. The judges said that Sarkozy allowed his close collaborators and political supporters over whom he had authority and who acted on his behalf to solicit Libyan authorities in order to obtain or attempt to obtain financial support in Libya with a view to obtaining campaign financing. You know, we look at this, you know, he's getting money in order to win election from the Libyan government, right? And they're paying him vast amounts of money. How is that different with what Trump is doing with Israel, right? You got a foreign country that is, engaged in the election here. Where they got all this Russiagate stuff wrong is they said that it was Putin who was getting Trump into office, and yet it really was Israel and Netanyahu. So the gang got caught and the boss got dinged for pretending to look the other way. His campaign manager got nailed for actual corruption, resulting in a 6-year prison sentence, which he won't be expected to serve because at 80 years old, he's considered to be too elderly for prison, where he would have to sit around chilling all day, just like he does at home, probably. This is Rachel Marsden. Sarko's longtime political confidant was also convicted of conspiring, but will be able to just hang out at home and serve his 2-year sentence there. The irony? Both of these men once served as Sarkozy's interior minister, literally the top cop of France. In other words, like the attorney general here, meaning that the two guys were officially running French law enforcement under Sarkozy are now convicted of running an extracurricular crime ring. If they had argued that their white-collar escapades were just professional development exercises for the job, it might almost have sounded believable. Remember that all this unfolded while Sarkozy's political relationship...
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
With Muammar Gaddafi of Libya was riding the mother of all roller coasters. In 2007, fresh off of winning the presidency, Sarkozy invited Gaddafi to pitch a Bedouin tent on the Champs-Élysées lawn like it was a teenage slumber party. They were all smiles over their joint counterterrorism cooperation, writes Rachel Marsden. But 4 years later, in 2011, Sarkozy was suddenly leading the charge to blow Gaddafi out of power entirely. Gaddafi could see the betrayal in neon lights, and he let it rip on French state TV. He called Sarkozy mentally deficient and ingrate. He says, it's thanks to me that he became president. We gave him the funds that allowed him to win. Maybe at some point if Netanyahu gets upset, he'll say that, right, about Trump. One of Gaddafi's sons fired a not-so-subtle warning shot at the French president, one that ultimately morphed into a final coffin nail. The son said, Sarkozy must first give back the money that he took from Libya to finance his electoral campaign. We funded it, and we have all the details, and we are ready to reveal everything. The first thing we want is this clown to do is to give money back to the Libyan people. He was given assistance so that he could help them, but he has disappointed us, so give us our money back. Well, a week after he said that and said, we paid this guy, and he's not delivering on what we paid him for. Within a week, NATO was in Libya, and Libya was in flames. And the EU was bracing for the migrant wave that has submerged ever since. By 2012, the suspicion machine was in overdrive. Libyan intelligence officials accused French agents of helping to capture and kill Gaddafi in October 2011, suggesting a cover-up designed to bury inconvenient details after his 2007 campaign. Anonymous European officials started humming the same tune to Western reporters. So he gives them money, he wins, and then he doesn't follow through on the stuff. They go public and say, this guy is a clown. First of all, we want our money back. We paid him. We got him elected. And then within a couple of weeks, Gaddafi is dead. So that's real gangster stuff there for you. But that was Rachel Marsden. This is Matthew Bouge, who is writing for RT, and he says, why putting Sarkozy in prison would be a mistake. He said, it is a symptom of the entire country crumbling. And I disagree with this guy's assessment, and we need to keep this in mind. You know, corruption like this is like gangrene, and you've got to cut it off. And you have to cut it off, because it just keeps spreading if you don't. Will he really go to jail? Politicians usually find some trick to avoid what usual citizens can expect to endure. Sarkozy has always been a divisive personality, so people in France are all basically either cheering or crying. He's so much like Trump, evidently. He was very authoritarian, he was very polarizing, and very corrupt. Indeed, Sarkozy was a terrible president. The list of his corruption scandals is too long to mention, and one could argue that corruption is a fairly common thing among politicians. But when it comes to domestic affairs, the French people, he said, owe him a lot. I'll give just a few examples. First and foremost, the adoption of the Treaty of Lisbon, a pale copy of the project establishing a constitution for the EU. Well, again, so he helped to work the machinations of the globalists there in the EU. I don't think the French people owe him anything for that. That's another thing that condemns him. Although he wanted to appear tough on security, immigration grew, and multiculturalism was slyly promoted. So again, he betrayed his country with that as well. He sold off 20% of France's gold reserves. That alone ought to be enough to send him to jail, right? Impudence being his first characteristic, like Trump, he modified the French Constitution in order for the president to escape accusations of high treason. That sounds like Trump. De facto organizing his own legal protection. He could be sued for almost everything that he did, not only for this particular corruption case. Some observers will say that it's a sign that the French system is sane, that the separation of powers works. Others will complain that democracy has become a judge's government. But the sentence has consequences that go way deeper, he said. The French have been complaining that politicians spend too much in representation costs, clothes, diplomatic receptions, etc. But as one of the best diplomats in the history of France said, Talleyrand, whose career survived the French Revolution, the Empire, and the fall of Napoleon, said, "Give me a good chef, and I will give you good treaties." Sounds like a French one, right? It makes me think of the, they found that menu there when Putin came to the Alaska summit, and the mainstream press wanted to pretend that that was a big reveal. Well, maybe it was bigger than we actually thought, right? Putting him in jail, they said, first and foremost, he disagrees with it because he said, it proves that the French democracy is plagued by corruption. Yeah, we all know it, but this makes it official. We just can't pretend that it's not true. You know, this is the kind of doublethink that people need to be awakened from, right? You know it's corrupt, and now you're not going to be able to deny that it's corrupt. Before, you can lie to yourself and live by the lie.
Wait a minute, this is the quiet part. We're not supposed to say this out loud.
It deprives France of one of its last experienced politicians with connections all over the globe. Will Emmanuel Macron intervene in this case? Macron being an arrogant psychopath, there's a kind of certainty that he won't. Well, so what this guy is saying is, well, we shouldn't send him to jail because, first of all, it validates what everybody seems to know already, that France is hopelessly corrupt. Secondly, this guy's got connections with everybody all over the place, and we need to have that. We do. How'd that work out with Gaddafi and with Libya? That's the whole point. He said the French authorities, again, have proven to be incompetent ideologues. The Italians know better. Another experienced political crook, Berlusconi, while sentenced, never went to jail. Well, I read that because I thoroughly disagree with what this guy has to say. I think that corruption must be punished. And I'm not saying that what Trump is doing with Comey is right. He's doing it the wrong way. And the way that you do it matters as much as what you do, right? If you want to stop drugs coming into the country, even though that's never has worked. The war on drugs has never worked. Interdiction and law enforcement is not the issue any more than gun control is the issue. Both drug addiction as well as the massive murder rate shows that there is something deeply sick inside the American soul. And that deep sickness is instilled by the government in our schools. That's what people need to wake up and realize rather than focusing on these artificial things. Well, let's read these comments here before we take a break.
Yes, Shabri, thank you very much for the support. And
what's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots?
Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SPINQUEST.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Just says at Chopri. And don't frag me, bro. Thank you very
that
much.
That was very generous. Very generous. Thank you.
Says, please get Catherine Austin Fitz on. And she explains how the missing $21 trillion is part of the overall balance sheet and how the Genius Act can be used for a reset. Thank you for your strong will.
If I need to get Catherine Austin Fitz on again. Yeah.
Need to reach out.
She's absolutely right about that Genius Act. It is such a betrayal. It's just the way these guys operate. You know, like I said before, you think the college kids are bad. It's 100% of the congressmen are into authoritarian systems and central control of everything.
Jerry Alitalo, for some odd inexplicable reason, Americans haven't heard Tyler Robinson's own version of events. Nothing more than Robinson stating his full name.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. He has also pled not guilty to this stuff. So usually these shooters somehow either kill themselves or somebody kills them. Not so in this case. So that might be kind of interesting. I saw one guy who was talking about, you know, the things we've mentioned that are so implausible. You know, how did he get the rifle around, how without being seen, and so forth and so on. And the shooting event, and he said, here's what I think happened. And I think this is a plausible thing. He said, I think somebody paid him and told him to be up on that roof, that he is a patsy. You know, he was up on the roof for whatever reason, and then he hears gunshots go off. And he panics and he runs. And that's where they pick up with the video stuff. He's not carrying a rifle or anything. He said, but we'll find out. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see how this
progresses. See how much information comes out and how much.
The key thing, though, is, again, focus on what they are trying to use this event to do to us that we would not normally allow. And so, you know, just make sure you can see what they're trying to use it for. And if they try to shut down free speech, if they try to do gun control, whatever it is, some kind of new, quote-unquote, terrorist act, just be aware that keep your eyes peeled for that. That's the thing that you need to focus on. We can't do the investigation. We don't have the ability to get to that information. None of us do. And we can only look at secondhand information from people who are not honest brokers and who are trying to hide things from us. So it's likely we may never know exactly what happened, but we better figure out what they want to happen next and oppose that. Yeah.
Original Babe says, but I thought there were no files. What's on your bingo card this time for distractions? Going to have to be bigger than Kirk.
Yeah, well, I think they're moving towards Venezuela. Yeah. We'll see.
So look at 1980. We should see Trump's attempt to get rid of Thomas Massie as Trump's attempt to silence us.
Yes.
Jerry Alitalo, the vicious attack by Donald Trump on Thomas Massie over Massie's support for disclosure of the Epstein files brings with it a very loud, revealing message.
He thinks he doth protest too much.
Pay no attention to the files behind the curtain. Citizen of America, I be advised 24 hours after I put my full legal name on my YouTube channel, they sent me a suggestion to watch my granddaughter's softball game that I didn't even know was filmed. Mm. If you don't think they're watching everything and that is a thinly veiled threat, go drink some more fluorinated tap water. Solo Cat 1980, the fake prosecutions of Trump helped his popularity and inoculated him against charges of tyranny now. Those who tried to prosecute him back then are actually his allies.
Well, you know, I said, you remember if you're watching this program, I said when all this stuff was happening, I said, please stop. You know, this, can't the Democrats do something about this? If they want Trump in as president again, then this is the right way to go about it. James Carville, who is outside of the leadership thing now, made the same statements. He said, these indictments by Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA, and Letitia James and stuff, they only make a hero out of Trump. And if you remember, when there was a field of people running for president. You had DeSantis. Right after the midterms, it was so bad for the Republicans that there was a huge wave of support for DeSantis, and he was riding that wave. And Trump used his victim status, even making it sound as if Trump was going to hand him over in handcuffs to the New Yorkers. He used that to stop all debate. He didn't have to show up any of the debates, and that basically gave him a free pass on actually having to defend his policies that he had had a few years earlier. And it just all played into his hands. It was truly amazing. Made him a hero so that he didn't have to do any debate, didn't have to defend his policy, didn't have to say anything.
Audi MRR. Comey absolutely will not be convicted. Why? Because it's another distraction from Trumpstein.
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers were authorized to use force on American civilians thanks to the Biden/Harris DOD order. One party sets up the layup, the other party slam dunks.
It is teamwork, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good job there. Audi, Modern Retro Radio, has your program started yet?
Yeah, have you? I know you said you filmed an episode, but have you gotten it up online yet? Says, Antifa is a convenient scapegoat for Trump to get his martial law agenda in place. It is so obvious.
Yeah.
Christian Constitutional Conservative says, Portland's crime trend after 2020 shows a recent significant decrease in homicides, robberies, and sexual assaults, with homicides down by 51% in the first half of 2025 compared to the same period last year.
Yeah.
Portland has been a crime-ridden, festering boil on the face of America for a long time. I wonder what's caused the crash.
And yet, now is when we have to send in the troops.
Yeah.
Well, and the other part of it is that the people that are there seem to be content to live in that. You know, that's their business. You know, law enforcement is and should remain a local issue. And if they can't get it together, I just suggest the people to leave. We don't want to leave our form of government if they won't leave their town. That's the key thing.
Yeah, centralizing police is not a very good idea.
Yeah.
The Front Porch Media says they don't receive funds without organization. Talking about Antifa, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Citizen of Maricaca, I can tell you already I had much more freedom of speech against Kamala and Biden than I do against the second Trump regime. You can feel this, the fist tightening daily, and it's not because of his orange buttocks, but because of who controls him. And then he gives a little Israeli flag.
Yeah, that's right.
Citizen America, it will take them another decade to figure out who is behind Soros, and that is the crumbs that are held together with a whole lot of inherited generational dough.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brit is back again. Soros does fund a lot of leftist terrorists. Yes, he does.
Yeah, and he's not going to have any consequences for that. It's like the Taliban, they set these people up, but they aren't going to go after, you know, the Bushes that or whoever's giving them money.
Yeah, that's right.
Implying, a Syrian girl says, well, is there anyone who doubts that Antifa and BLM are terrorist organizations that need to be broken up and imprisoned for their crimes?
Yeah, well, I just don't know. You know, when we go through and, again, the fact that the president can label these organizations as terrorist organizations, it's not whether or not these individuals that are doing this stuff, they ought to be arrested and convicted. And he had no interest in doing that in his first administration. And he was criticized for that. Now he's going to go to the other extreme. The real issue is the way that it is done, just as I said with Comey and with a lot.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration with top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million. It's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
These other people who are pushing this Russiagate stuff, they need to be prosecuted. But they need to be prosecuted in a way that strengthens the rule of law rather than undermines it. And so when the president can declare an emergency about something and then do as he pleases with this self-declared emergency, that's the thing that concerns me about this self-declared terrorist designation. He can declare anybody as a terrorist and then do whatever he wishes, just like he can declare a fake emergency about anything. And whether or not the emergency is real or whether or not the emergency is pretended, whether or not the terrorists are real or whether or not the terrorists are pretended, the reality is that we don't want to have that kind of autocratic government where one person is the dictator who calls all the shots. That's the issue. I think that's Christopher Hedges' issue with it. He goes a little bit further than I would in terms of saying that they're leaderless and decentralized.
Yeah, I think that's naive and foolish. Yeah.
But, you know, the approach that you take to this where we allow the president to make this declaration, and it's just like him making the declaration that these people are guilty, you know, and we're going to skip the due process. Just like he said, those boats are guilty. Kill them. Do you see the pattern here? Trump doing whatever he pleases and getting away with it, and he never has to follow the law, whether you're talking about tariffs or terrorists. He does whatever he wishes, and I oppose that kind of dictatorship. It's very dangerous, and it is setting a precedent that you better believe the left is going to use, just like they used his precedent of gun control by executive order.
Defy a Tyrant 1776. The point is that the government already labeled Christians and pro-lifers as terrorists.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's going to go. That's what happened under the Biden administration. We're going to see that again.
Audi MRR. And Trump is not interested in going after Antifa. Trump is looking for any excuse to occupy cities with the military who will absolutely turn weapons on civilians.
Yeah.
They just need to write FF. Gonzo Johnny, 43% of all Vietnamese have lost access to their bank accounts, just like the Canadian truckers did. That's like 90 million people.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's like 86 million accounts, but I didn't realize that's 43% of all Vietnamese. That's amazing.
That's a huge percentage of your population.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029, there are no crimes without an arrest and indictment. They're just exposed actions. The real Octospook. They are manufacturing their army against America and Americans right before our eyes. Punish American, let foreign criminal invaders go. Take resources from Americans and give them to foreign invaders. Deny Americans their God-given American rights and Constitution guaranteed and give them to foreign criminal invaders. Their army is being created and placed on the battlefield, America.
Yes, that's the issue, right? Just understand that right now we might agree with going after the group that he's going after. But it's the manner in which it is done, which is all important, because the Democrats don't like you, and you will be on the target will be on your back once they get in. And we want to make sure that we have due process and rule of law and free speech. All these things are being destroyed by Trump. He's creating the presidency as a dictatorship. And I don't want to see Biden or Obama or somebody like that or Hillary Clinton running a dictatorship presidency that Trump has set up for them, just like Audi said, you know, it's like an assist to the basketball players, right? You set up the shot and you give it to the other guy to make the layup. That's what they did on the pandemic and the vaccine. How many times are they going to pull the same trick on us before we realize that? Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Before the comments from that hedge guy were, you know, very naive about how he was saying that it isn't any organization and it's just a whole bunch of random people. But it is true that it is a largely unorganized organization in terms of the rank and file. And there aren't any card-carrying members of it. You don't sign up for Antifa. So they could use this to go after whoever they want. And as you said, I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yeah, it's loosely organized. I mean, you know, it's not like they've got a really rigid structure. It's loosely organized. That means that you still got some people that are kind of become the de facto leader in certain areas, and those are the people that are known to the ones who are giving them money. And
but even if it were heavily, heavily organized, just the fact that there's the narrative of it being completely unorganized means that they could then use this against other ideological groups.
Yes.
You know, if you believe in if you're pro-life, you're one of the terrorist anti-choicers or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, we've seen that. I mean, look at what they do in the UK. You know, if you're there on the sidewalk and you're preaching the gospel and the Muslims are getting upset about it, you're the one that gets arrested. If you're at an abortion clinic and you're praying silently, this woman has been, I think now the third time she's been arrested. They have, the judiciary has shut this thing down twice before and even told the police department, even gave the police department a fine for doing it, but they don't care because that money is coming from the people. They don't pay it out of their own pocket. So they keep coming after her time and again.
Marky Mark in New Jersey. If Trump were serious about declaring Antifa terrorist organization, then why didn't he do so during his first term?
I agree. And if he's serious about coming after Soros for things like this, why didn't he come after them for what they were doing down at the Darien Gap and how these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, were paying massive amounts of money to bring people from all over the world, inject them into whatever Central American country they could, and then give them money and help them make it north? That is a massive organized crime thing as well. Why not focus on that in his first administration? And even now, he could focus on it. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With text-to-cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Hear news now at APSRadioNews.com or get the APS Radio app and never miss another story.
Hello, it's me, Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm so tired of wearing these same t-shirts everywhere for years. You'd think with all the billions I've skimmed off America, I could dress better. And I could, if only David Knight would send me one of his beautiful gray MacGuffin hoodies or a new black t-shirt with the MacGuffin logo in blue. But he told me to get lost. Maybe one of you American suckers can buy me some at thedavidknightshow.com. You should be able to buy me several hundred. Those amazing sand-colored microphone hoodies are so beautiful. I'd wear something other than green military cosplay to my various galas and social events. if you want to save on shipping. Just put it in the next package of bombs and missiles coming from the USA.
Well, I think they're going to have to rename the Streisand effect to the Donald Trump effect because of what happened with Kimmel. You know, Streisand effect, that was a picture that was on the web of her mansion in California. She didn't want that. She didn't want to be doxxed that way. She didn't want people to see the house that she lived in or where she lived. So she fought it vigorously. And what she did was she brought way, way, way more attention to it than it would have ever gotten normally. So they call it the Streisand effect. Well, Jimmy Kimmel's ratings have collapsed just days after his hyped return. You know, he was, the ratings that he got like 6 million views, and that was double what the number one spot of Gutfield typically gets. But then they've collapsed 70%.
Then everyone realized, oh, wait, he isn't funny. Trump just hates him.
Now I remember why I didn't watch this guy. Yeah, that's enough.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, it was just, it's simply the Trump effect, and people just wanted to see what he was going to do. Sinclair agreed to stop preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live on its ABC affiliates effective immediately. Nexstar, which has committed to block the show on its 32 affiliates, is expected to follow. I think Sinclair had 38, the other guys had 32, so it's about 70 of them. That was the most number of affiliates that they had. So now they have decided that they're going to start carrying a show. And even with that, the audience dropped by 70%. So ABC has the option of canceling and replacing affiliates, which could have significant financial consequences, especially going into the 2027 Super Bowl. So if you don't do what ABC does, wants you to do, then they can cancel you as an affiliate. And if you do what ABC wants you to do, then Brendan Carr is saying he's going to cancel your broadcast license. Well, J.D. Vance says, Jimmy Kimmel wasn't funny, his ratings were in the toilet, and his advertisers were revolting. Also, the belly aching from the left over free speech to the Biden years fools precisely no one. Well, you don't fool anybody either, Vance, when you start talking about turning people in because of things that they've said. You're a free speech fraud yourself. And it's your boss that got everybody to watch him. So this is the thing that I really don't like. The Me Too, ism of the conservative, people out there, so-called conservatives, who, the other guys did censorship, so now we can do censorship. And that's basically what J.D. Vance is saying. He said, the left censored everybody, so there, now it's our turn. Well, how about you take the lead, and why don't you follow the Constitution for a change? So when you look at these people there, Gutfield is number one. Kimmel was 2.5 million, whereas Gutfield was 3.2 million. Stephen Colbert is in third place at about 1.9 million. Yeah, these are the three stooges, I guess. You know, I don't see Gutfeld as being entertaining either. I can't stand to watch any of the three of these guys, Gutfeld, Colbert, or Kimmel. Don't have that kind of time. From 6.4 million to 2.4 million, I expect Kimmel to be back below 2 million by Monday, down 70% of his audience from Tuesday to Wednesday. And then the question will be, if his ratings are really, really low, will ABC ever fire him, or will they keep him as a martyr for free speech? That's the other thing that Trump has done. He escalated not only his audience, but he escalated his standing with people as a martyr for free speech. All that is not necessary. And it shows just how unnecessary it was to get the his ratings collapsing like that, 70%, shows how unnecessary it was for Trump. If he didn't like Kimmel, he just needed to wait it out and let the ratings and the marketplace take effect. The long-term future of Jimmy Kimmel remains uncertain. Industry observers point out that his ratings trajectory will play a key role in determining his staying power on the network. Well, when he drops his audience by 70%, that doesn't look too good. The FCC threats that undermine the First Amendment were absolutely unnecessary. Well, Netanyahu says that TikTok is the most important weapon to be purchased in the propaganda war. As a matter of fact,
we have an executive order on TikTok from the first days of your administration. You've charged a team from your administration, led by Vice President Vance, with ensuring that we can preserve TikTok as a platform for the 170 million Americans who use it, while ensuring that their data is properly protected as required by law. With this executive order, you will be effectively bringing into effect the agreement that will save TikTok and ensure that it can operate safely and securely.
Yeah, right.
So this is interesting because I had a very good talk with President Xi, a lot of respect for him. Hopefully he has a lot of respect for me, too. And we talked about TikTok and other things, but we talked about TikTok, and he gave us the go-ahead. You know, it's run by American investors and American companies, great ones, great investors, the biggest. You know, get
the biggest, the huge.
And maybe I'll have J.D. J.D. was very much involved and in charge of it. And maybe I'll have you say a few words about the deal. He would report back. And the points of the deal, I think, are great for our country. So, J.D., do you want to give it a little talk, please?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So thank you, sir, for your leadership and for your help. We really couldn't have done this without the president actually.
Shouldn't he be on his knees when he talks like this?
There was some resistance on the Chinese side. But the fundamental thing that we wanted to accomplish is that we wanted to keep TikTok operating. But we also wanted to make sure that we protected Americans' data privacy as required by law.
Yeah, right. We're all worried about that.
But also because it's a legal requirement of the law that was passed last year.
They love to protect our privacy, don't they?
We're able to do that. Of course, we're going to keep on working at it. But this deal really does mean that Americans can use TikTok, but actually use it with more confidence than they had in the past, because their data is going to be secure.
Yeah, let your guard down, because we're in control.
As a propaganda
Trust
weapon
us.
Against our fellow citizens. We're very excited about it. We appreciate the cooperation.
Well, it was all really about capturing TikTok, and we knew
must,
this.
You must take this deadly seriously. Pushing extremists off Wikipedia might not seem equal to the challenge of pushing Hezbollah north of the Litani River. Capturing TikTok might seem less meaningful than holding on to Mount Hermon. Libelous tweets certainly might seem less deadly than missiles from Yemen. But this is urgent, because the next war will be decided based on how Israel and its allies perform online as much as offline.
Yeah, well, that's Jonathan Greenblatt. And, of course, you can see that there's no distance between him and the Israeli government, as Netanyahu says TikTok is the most important weapon to be purchased in the propaganda war. He told a group of influencers gathered at Israel's consulate general in New York on Friday that it is an important weapon to be purchased in the propaganda war. Weapons change over time. The most important ones are on social media, said Netanyahu, before quizzing the group on what's the most important one that's being purchased right now, he said. One influencer guessed bots, and Netanyahu corrected them. TikTok, he said. He added that the other key platform, X, stressing that Musk is, quote, not an enemy and must be engaged. So, yeah, we will not go directly against him, but we will work with him to take control of X as well. Look, of course, they are the most important weapons. Social media is a weapon that was fashioned by DARPA. The internet itself was. Now, it has been seized and used against the government sometimes, but it was always designed as a weapon, as a propaganda weapon. Both the internet as well as social media. And now they are going to control it. He urged the content creators to help secure support on the right for an Israeli apartheid state, reports DropSite. The video was taken by pro-Israel Hasbara influencer Deborah Lee. Can you play that video, Lance? Yeah, there we go. Evidently not. Okay. We got it?
You said, we talked about the woke right. And you said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant. The woke Reich. Because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're the least. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged. Systematically, a lot of this is done with money of NGOs, vast money of governments, master. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that
our
that
influencers. Community.
They're very important. And yeah, secondly,
because that's what influencers are, they're propagandists.
The tools of battle. You know, the weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well. Okay? And you can't fight with cavalry. That doesn't work very well. And you have these new things, you know, like drones, things like that. I won't get into that. But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefield in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media. And the most important purchase that is going on right now is class.
Followers.
TikTok. TikTok. Number one. And I hope it goes through because it's it can be consequential. Mm-hmm. And the other one, what's the other one that's most important?
X.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
That's successful. Very good. And, you know, so we have to talk to Elon. He's not an enemy. He's a friend. We should talk to him. Now,
yeah,
if we can
do
get
what we
those
say.
Two things, we get a lot. And I could go on other things, but that's not the point right now. We have to fight the fight, okay? To give direction to the Jewish people and give direction to our non-Jewish friends or those who could be our Jewish our friends. Are we going to succeed with everyone? No. Will there be a strong counterpoint? Yes.
Yeah, well, we have a First Amendment, not if he has a say in it. He said their plan is to try to take over TikTok and X. And this was recorded and put out by Deborah Lee, who says, Shabbat Shalom from your favorite Zionist. TikTok, which the U.S. government moved to ban last year for allowing criticism of Israel to go viral, is on the brink of being bought by a small group of Zionist billionaires, writes Chris Minahan of Information Liberation. And I played the clip for you of the ADL's CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, saying that we have to capture TikTok. Well, again, that is the plan of the Israeli government, of Netanyahu. The new ownership, led by Larry Ellison, the largest individual donor to the IDF, will take control of the U.S., writes WikiLeaks. So TikTok, under pressure from the ADL, hired ex-IDF instructor Erica Mendel to develop and to drive the company's positions on hate speech, with a focus on combating anti-Semitism. Anti-Zionist TikTokers are now reporting that their Israeli critical videos have been censored more than ever. It'll be interesting, says Information Liberation, to see how the Trump administration TikTok move forward. The way MySpace died after Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation purchased it comes to mind. Trump said earlier this week, the Murdochs may come in on the deal. Well, it'll die only if they figure that they are not winning the propaganda war. In other words, they'll either use it to win the propaganda war or they'll kill it. For around 2 years now, it's felt like every attempt to censor criticism of Jews in Israel has completely backfired. That said, they're pushing forward on their plans. Jewish Insider reported that just last week, the ADL was lobbying lawmakers to pass the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act to suppress criticism of Israel, of the political Israel. Just understand that the equation is this, or it's syllogism, I should say. Criticism of Netanyahu is criticism of the political state of Israel. Criticism of the political state of Israel is anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism is terrorism. It's hate and terrorism. So you're not allowed to criticize Netanyahu, right? Greenback's conflation of anti-Semitism and terrorism is particularly disturbing, considering the statement that he made earlier this year before the Knesset that the kind of genius behind the pager attack on Lebanon is now needed to fight anti-Semitism. He said, fighting anti-Semitism cannot be separated from the broader counter-terrorism fight. So that's where these guys are. Now, when we look at what is actually happening in Gaza, it truly is amazing that they want to put somebody like Tony Blair in as governor of Gaza. Where is that coming from? Well, it was Trump who introduced that to the UN last week when he spoke there. It's a Trump administration plan that would put Tony Blair, the one of the chief globalists, just like putting Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates in charge of Gaza. And why is Trump doing something like that? Why is he working with the UN? Well, because, as I said for the longest time, Trump is a globalist. He takes their orders. He's just there as a beard, as a facade, to fool his followers. One of the most absurd and comical things of the year, the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday, it knows he'll be tapped to oversee Gaza once the Israeli-Hamas war is over. Tony Blair. According to a controversial White House plan now being proposed to Arab and Israeli leaders, Blair is being presented as a peacemaker, despite his record of being George W. Bush's biggest allied supporter in the disastrous invasion of Iraq and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. As Britain's prime minister, Tony Blair helped to negotiate a landmark peace agreement to end 3 decades of conflict in Northern Ireland, says the Wall Street Journal. Apparently without intending any irony, says Zero Hedge. Trump might be wanting him now for an even more difficult job, helping Gaza get back on his feet once the conflict ends. U.S. administration officials have said Blair is but one of several officials under consideration for heading the mission, they call it the GITA, the Gaza International Transition Authority. I just want to say, though, for the people that haven't really caught on as to who Trump really is, if you go back and look at Tony Blair, who has pushed digital ID for the longest time and is now pushing it yet again, he is one of these Bill Gates types of globalists. I got to say that the MAGA people are being Gaza-lighted, and they need to wake up. This kind of gaslighting is, you should understand by now that Trump loves the UN. He loves UN-overseen initiatives. He and Melania are calling for one after the other. This is just the latest one. The UN-backed body would control the enclave for at least several years, staffed in part by Palestinian technocrats. Yeah, we'll find some rich oligarchs in the Arab world. So the plan would have to get the cooperation of Netanyahu. And so this is really, I think, coming from Netanyahu. Trump is just their messenger boy delivering it. Wall Street Journal presents an optimistic outlook, saying the plan's broad outline has been received so well, has been received well so far by several Arab countries and some Palestinian leaders, and its backing by Trump means that it likely has the best chance of success of any plan so far, say analysts. Leaked documents show what is called the Tony Blair Institute staff were involved in a post-war Gaza proposal for the Trump Riviera and for the Elon Musk smart manufacturing zone that is there. So now we have smart manufacturing zones, like smart cities. An internal Tony Blair Institute paper called the war a once-in-a-century opportunity. Yeah, that's right. They don't want to let those things go to waste. Yet another example of how Washington and London neocons and warmongers keep failing up in a world in terms of responsibility, oversight, and power. Yeah, I would say Trump is a neocon, except that he has never been conservative on anything. And he's always a con man. Maybe we could call him a nevcon instead of a neocon. He's been gaslighting MAGA for a long time. Well, The Economist and the BBC are also reporting this. It's not just the Wall Street Journal. And as Exposé says, news in the UK says, The Economist and BBC have reported that war criminal, Fabian socialist, wannabe king of Africa, and globalist technocrat Tony Blair is currently in discussions to head a transitional body to govern Gaza. And that's the kind of guy that Trump wants to ally himself with. So by his friends, you will know him. Do you realize that when Trump aligns himself sexually with Epstein and then he aligns himself politically with Tony Blair, do you realize who this guy is? You know, how many times do you have to be shown this before people realize this? He was supported by UN and Gulf countries aiming to establish governance for 5 years before handing control back to the Palestinian people. The plan reportedly presented by Trump at the UN to put in somebody like Tony Blair. You know, I've got the real Uncle Sam, I think is what he goes by. He's in New Orleans, and he dresses up as Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. I'm going to contact me, and I said, yeah, I'll come on your program. He goes, be aware, everybody here is all pro-MAGA. It's like, good, let me get on there. I've got a long list of doublethink things I want to go over with these people, so I hope that comes to fruition. So this organization of Tony Blair's would serve as Gaza's supreme political legal authority for 5 years, would operate initially from Egypt, only enter Gaza once conditions stabilize. In other words, once Israel stops bombing them incessantly. Could Tony Blair run Gaza, asked the Economist. Independent says White House backs Tony Blair to lead Gaza transition. And the Guardian says Washington backing plan for Tony Blair to be head of the transitional Gaza authority. So everyone is reporting that, and it's part of a paper that he delivered to the UN while he was there. Jeffrey Sachs says the U.S. is a puppet regime of Israel and is actively complicit in genocide. This is an interview that Jeffrey Sachs had with Andrew Napolitano, Judge Napolitano. And, we ran out of time. I really wanted to go over this, what he had to say. Well, we'll focus on this tomorrow. Because it is truly interesting. And, of course, Jeffrey Sachs is himself Jewish. And he doesn't mince any words in terms of what is happening here, in terms of what Trump is doing. Truly is amazing, but it is a tell for anybody who wants to see what is going on, isn't it? That's it for today's program. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day. Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, 5 a.m. run? Really? All right.
If running shoes could talk, they'd have a lot to say.
Puddle, puddle, puddle! Oh, why would you aim for it? Oh, a double knot. Someone's feeling fast today. Instead of a marathon, maybe a beer run next time.
If shoes could talk, they'd also tell you to shop Academy Sports and Outdoors for top running brands like Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Adidas. Academy. Fun can't lose.